This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your host, Wayne Carpenter, and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
View comes down to pragmatism. This thing is just a press release. It's a press release written by Jen Psaki. But it's not. It's in the Washington Post. Quote, it explains how he has approached his opening months in office and how he is looking at the coming years. It illustrates how he can describe some Republican policies as sick and un-American while not doing everything in his power to immediately stop them. He called the filibuster a racist relic of Jim Crow, while also insisting he wasn't ready to remove it entirely in the hopes there would be some compromise. Successful electoral politics is the art of the possible. He's like Lincoln. I mean, this guy is just, he's bringing together the best people. He is taking it one step at a time. His incrementalism will be more transformational than the aspirational words of his far-left compatriots. What an amazing guy. Okay, so that's the story that you're getting from the media today. The actual story of the press conference is that Joe Biden is not with us. He was repeatedly confused. He wandered off in the middle of sentences. He never came back. He did it at least three separate times during the press conference. Here's a little bit of Joe Biden just wandering off into the cornfield, and we have no idea where old Joe went.
Am I giving you too long an answer? Because if you don't want the detail. No, but I mean, I don't know how much detail you want about immigration. Maybe I'll stop there and finish. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to. Anyway, we're ready to get a lot done. But folks, I'm going. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, that second statement there is just, that is not somebody who is with us. We can pretend. We can all pretend everything is fine. I'll just note that for four long years, every single thing that Donald Trump said or did was used as an excuse by the left and by the media as a hook to suggest that the 25th Amendment should be invoked because he was not competent to fulfill high office. Joe Biden wanders off in the middle of sentences. He doesn't know where he is or what he is doing. And the media proclaim him to be an incredible president, an incredible orator. 5 minutes into this press conference, there were reporters who were tweeting out about how in control he was. By the end of the press conference, he had to be mopped off the floor. And it wasn't as though he was asked tough questions, because he really was not. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. Again, this gap is the real story. We know what Biden is. We know what Biden's going to do. It's the gap between reality and how the media are portraying reality to the millions of Americans who didn't watch the press conference that is truly the tale of the tale worth telling here. Get to more of this in just 1 second. First, attention, savvy investors. This is Ben Shapiro. Looking for predictable monthly cash flow? Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassle of being a landlord, you probably heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. They're a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Okay, so more Joe Biden seeming confused, falling apart. And that one clip of him falling apart is just this is the one here. Here is Joe Biden. Again, any president who did this, who was not a Democrat, would immediately be expected to resign in fairly near order. I mean, if you watch this press conference and the first question that flashed through your brain was not how long can this guy last? I'm not sure what you were watching. Here was Joe Biden yesterday.
I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to. Anyway. We're ready to get a lot done.
What? Remember, he's completely in command. He's in control. The Drudge Report, which has basically turned hard left now. The Drudge Report's headlines today are Joe's No Drama Press Conference. Chill Style, Grand Vision for FDR Presidency, Art of the Possible. Those are the headlines over the Drudge Report, which, as you'll recall, used to be a critic of presidents who are of the left side of the aisle. Now, the Drudge Report is apparently joining the stenography club over at the Democratic press establishment outlets. By the way, Joe Biden couldn't get through this press conference without notes. Okay, he was reading from actual podium notes throughout the press conference. He had a binder. He was reading from a briefing book at the press conference because he cannot be trusted to go out there and simply riff on topics. Not because, like President Trump, he makes wild statements or wild generalizations, but because he literally is unable to speak with coherence on a topic for more than 5 minutes. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Here was Chris Wallace pointing this out. Hey, Chris Wallace, again, no opponent of Joe Biden's. Chris Wallace has been fairly warm toward Joe Biden. Here's Chris Wallace from Fox News.
It seems on every foreign policy question, not the others, but on foreign policy, he went to his briefing book like Jen Psaki does sometimes in the briefings and was reading, obviously, White House guidance, White House talking points. Covering Ronald Reagan for 6 years, I never saw that. Watching a lot of news conferences over the years, I've never seen that. A president in a news conference reading talking points.
Remember, Ronald Reagan was a dullard actor who was in decline, according to the press. And Donald Trump was a patently insane person who was in decline, according to the press. And Joe Biden, who's clearly in decline, is completely with it. He's sharp as a thumbtack. According to the New York Post, however, a newspaper that is not in the pocket of the Democratic Party, President Biden appeared to repeatedly lose his train of thought early on in his first press conference as commander-in-chief Thursday, asking reporters if they wanted him to go into detail in his answers, forgetting questions, relying heavily on cue cards from a binder he brought along. The president took 10 questions at the 62-minute presser, repeatedly consulting his binder before calling on the next reporter. By the way, when the Washington Post suggested he took 29 questions, they meant that he took, like, little follow-ups from the same reporters. But overall, he filibustered a bunch of these questions. He would be asked a question. If he didn't want to answer it, he would just ramble for several minutes on completely unrelated topics. The first awkward moment occurred when the president was answering a question on the crisis at the southern border from PBS journalist Yamiche Alcindor, who, by the way, again, another press stenographer for the president of the United States. He cut himself off in the middle of the answer. He took Alcindor's follow-up questions, in which she asked about the deliberations for migrants being permitted to stay as well as the filibuster, and then he took her question on migrants and needed to be reminded about her filibuster query. He just forgot the second question. Now, listen, we have a robust system. We have a robust system that is capable of carrying on even if the president of the United States does not seem to be with us. But it is the gap between the reality and how the media wish you to perceive the reality that is really worth talking about today. I mean, Biden was struggling to... He had a list of reporters he was going to call on. On that list was not Fox News, we'll get to in a second. Imagine if President Trump, because he did this a couple of times, took press conferences and didn't once call on anyone from the left side of the aisle. He really didn't do that. He called on people from the left side of the aisle, just not CNN. And the press were like, he's trying to avoid questions. Joe Biden would not call on anyone from Fox News, which is really the only opposition outlet in the room. Okay, but he did have a pre-screened list of questioners. How transparent. How refreshing. And then he got lost on his list. He couldn't remember who he was supposed to call on. Here was Joe Biden yesterday.
Okay, hang on. Sorry. Oh, segment, Ms. Kim.
I mean, this is incredible, guys. This is the leader of the free world. And also, a man who just starts yelling for no reason. He's talking about unions. And all of a sudden, he's just like, turns into the Swedish chef. The hell is he doing? No one knows.
So I'm running for three reasons. To restore the soul, dignity, honor, honesty, transparency to the American political system. Two, to rebuild the backbone of this country, the middle class, hardworking people and people struggling to get in the middle class. They built America, and unions built them.
Why are you yelling? Why? Did somebody lose the discount coupons, the early bird dinner at Denny's again? Why are you angry now? Why are you yelling? Okay, then we'll get to his actual policy, because here's the thing. The combination of the Trojan horse that is Biden, and I've suggested that he's a houseplant because he's hiding the water stain. The water stain is the radical policy. When you bring out a person who is clearly feeble, and then you put him out there, and it's impossible to make jokes about a person like this. Honestly, like, it's very difficult to make jokes about Joe Biden, not because in the Democratic view he's just so wonderful, but because in reality, making jokes about people like Biden in Biden's particular position, it seems mean and it seems cruel, because the man is clearly not with us. And then they use the fact that he's not with us in order to ram through a bunch of untruths, a bunch of lies, a bunch of radical policy positions that that in extraordinary fashion reshape the relationship between the American people and their government. We'll get to that. And the media just cheer it. They just cheer it because this is what they want. This is what they've always wanted. They now have. He's not just a Trojan horse for the radical left. He's a Trojan horse for the media agenda because the media can craft him into whatever they want him to be. Who are you going to trust? Your lying eyes or the media? We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about the fact that you're connected all the time. That you're watching TV all the time, or you're watching podcasts, or you're listening to music. You need, in the modern world, a great pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. You just pop in those earbuds and listen to something great. Raycons are built to perform anywhere, anytime, with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. Got enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, which means you can unplug from your TV for quite a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colors with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everybody because their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium wireless audio brands. I love my Raycons because they fit my ear the way they are supposed to fit my ear. They are not one size fits all. You can customize them to fit your ear perfectly, so they're never going to fall out while you're on the Echelon bike or while you're out for a walk or while you're just taking care of your kids. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That is 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. BuyRayCon.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Coming up, the problem with Joe Biden's presser is not just that Joe Biden is obviously addled at this point. It is that Joe Biden is also promoting an extraordinarily radical agenda. So the media just say he's not addled and in control, so they can promote that agenda, which means the media really are the ones in control. We'll get to the agenda in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
What is Pop Earth? Pop Earth is short for Population Earth, a 501c3 nonprofit focused on providing holistic health services and options for those with special needs, including autism and other developmental disorders. Do you know someone ages 5 to 65 with a developmental disorder that could benefit from yoga, Reiki, dance, exercise, and massage therapy? These sessions help with coordination, balance, stress, and more. Learn more at popearth.org. That's popearth.org.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden isn't just addled. He's an addled president who's promoting a radical agenda, which the media love, of course. So, here's the thing. Joe Biden's feeble health standing. And when you watch him, again, the first question that you're asking is, how is this guy going to make it for 4 years? He actually said at his press conference yesterday that he was going to run for re-election in 2024. And there was almost an audible gasp in the room. Here was Joe Biden saying that he was going to run for re-election. People are like, you're 78 now, and you don't seem like you're fully with us. You're going to run in 4 years? Kamala Harris somewhere in the wings, just laughing, cackling hysterically for no reason. Here's Joe Biden.
Have you decided whether you are going to run for re-election in 2024? You haven't set up a re-election campaign yet, as your predecessor had by this time.
My predecessor needed to. My predecessor. Oh, God, I miss him.
Have you?
No, the answer is yes. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
He made a Trump joke, so we can just ignore the fact that the plausibility of him running again is very, very low at this point. But again, all of this is just a Trojan horse for the radicalism. It's a spoonful of senility to make the medicine go down. That is what we are watching right now. Okay? And there are a few things that he gets away with because of this. One, the media just will not fact check untrue things he says. They will completely repeat the nonsense where he establishes a goal that has already been met. So he does this all the time. He'll say things when he comes into office like, well, you know, I said 100 million shots in 100 days. And nobody thought we could, do this. Okay, and they're already doing a million shots a day. Well, now he's doing the same thing. Now he's like, we're going to do more shots than. Well, we're already doing that, but, and people are like, wow, that's amazing. He's announced a new goal. They're already meeting. Here's Joe Biden doing that yesterday.
Now today I'm setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots in people's arms. That's right, 200 million shots in 100 days. I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close, not even close, to what we are doing. And I believe we can do it.
Okay, first of all, our vaccine rollout has been very good. That's because of the states. It's not because of Joe Biden. Two, when Joe Biden says we'll hit 200 million shots in 100 days, that's because we're already doing that. We've been trenching out well over 2 million shots a day, like right now. That is not a goal. And this is his entire administration when it comes to PR. He jumps in front of a moving parade, and he's like, this parade's for me. I did it. I made the parade. He gets up every morning and he looks at the sky and he goes, the sun is going to rise in the east and set in the west under my administration. And we're like, amazing. He just set a goal of the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. Clearly, this man is magic. Clearly, he is incredible at his job. Okay, so when he is not setting goals that he has already met to the cheers of a rabidly partisan media, he is also just saying absurd, radical, insane things. Okay, but it's okay. He's a nice old man. Don't point out that he's a radical. Stop that. He's a moderate. Joe Biden was always a moderate. Now, those of us during the last campaign who pointed out that Joe Biden was not a moderate, that he was a Trojan horse for radicalism, and people are like, why would you say that about that nice old man? He's a nice old man. Are you kidding? He just eats oatmeal and creamily. He's fine. Stop that. Well, here's the thing. He says radical things. He says more radical things than Barack Obama did. Obama sometimes tried to moderate his message because he didn't want to appear radical before the American people. Because Biden knows that he appears to be a houseplant to the American people, he can basically say whatever the hell he wants, and the media just treat it as though it is a moderate thing. So, for example, he uttered one of the most radical and yet weirdly, strangely, just bizarre statements yesterday about the GOP's voting policy. So there's this lie that is out there right now that the GOP in Georgia is passing a voting bill that is extraordinarily radical. It's trying to curb voting rights. This is Stacey Abrams talking about voter suppression. Okay, the big lie from the right in the last election was that voter fraud and voter irregularity decided the election. The big lie from the left for the last several years is that voter suppression was going to decide elections. And the media continue to promulgate that lie, that Republicans, in asking for voter ID so we know who you are when you vote, that they are performing some sort of voter suppression act. That's nonsense. There's no statistical evidence to back that. They'll say things like, Republicans, when they don't want early voting, it's because they're trying to suppress voting. Really? Because we have this thing called Election Day. In fact, if you really want to blow it out, I think that you should be able to vote as early as possible in the 2037 elections. Why not? There will be a special election in 2037, and you should be able to vote right now for it. Alrighty, coming up, Democrats continue to promote the lie that Republicans are trying to suppress votes. They do this because, for Democrats, every institution must be wrecked, and everything they oppose must be Jim Crow. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's gone crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Bearing their signature, more than 11,000 did so. Are California's Democratic governor and legislature to be branded vote suppressors? Again, these voter ID laws, these voting laws generally, these are not in any way racist. They are not about voter suppression. They are about shoring up voting procedures. But because Democrats wish to federalize election law and make it easier than ever for the Democratic Party to skew election results with things like ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is, to my mind, the most dangerous voting procedure that you could have in a free country right now. Having the party basically just deploy activists door to door to go pick up ballots from just blue voters, for example, is a great way of skewing elections. It makes elections not about who decides to vote that day, but about how much money the Democratic Party can spend on going door to door to actually gather ballots and then have party activists who cannot be trusted with the ballots drive those things over to the post office, for example, or drive them to a ballot box. It is ballot stuffing by any other name. In any case, Joe Biden says that if you wish to actually shore up voter ID, that this is an act of racism. Not only is it an act of racism, also, he makes a reference that nobody understands right here because this is what Joe Biden does. Again, the combination of incoherence and radicalism in this one statement, pure Biden. Didn't get more Biden than this. Here we go.
The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters. The folks outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
Jim Crow? Who the hell is Jim Eagle? I looked this up yesterday in the mistaken impression that perhaps I just missed some sort of cultural reference from 1832. Because he has a different frame of reference than I do. Does Joe Biden, considering that he was actually around when the pyramids were built? So I thought maybe this was just some reference I didn't get. Nope, that is not a thing. There is no such thing as Jim Eagle. I feel bad for all the people out there in America who are named Jim Eagle. Because today they're like, what is he talking about now? This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Woody Woodpecker. Jim Dove? Jim Thrush? And Jim Eagle, because eagles are patriotic and... Okay, incoherence and radicalism all at once. That is the Biden way. And it didn't just stop there. There's the race baiting, of course. He kept using terms like Jim Crow with a level of comfort that even Barack Obama did not use Jim Crow. I mean, Joe Biden, who, again, used to work with people who were in favor of Jim Crow in the United States Senate, as Kamala Harris pointed out before she decided that he was actually the greatest civil rights fighter of her lifetime. Joe Biden said that he might get rid of the filibuster. So we're going to have this addled human, this addled radical human talking about getting rid of the filibuster, and the media are cheering it. By the way, the real story here, again, is not that Biden is flipping on the filibuster. He spent years and years and years defending the filibuster. He was the Senate institutionalist. He was the guy who was going to stand up for the deliberative body that is the Senate and its magical procedures that allow for conversation to take place. Now, of course, he's like, you know what? Power's an instrument. I'm in charge. Sure, I'd be interested in getting rid of the filibuster. The story isn't that. The story is that the media are openly thirsting for it. They're sending thirst picks to Joe Biden about the filibuster at this point. The media are just, they're begging for it. Every single day they are going to senators who are supposedly on the fence, people like Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin. They ask them every single day, any update on getting rid of that filibuster? When are you guys going to get rid of it? Please get rid of the filibuster. Here was Joe Biden saying, you know, after all, maybe we should get rid of the filibuster. This was the great defender of the filibuster. Okay, the Democrats have come up with a new narrative. The new narrative is that when Republicans are in charge of the Senate, the filibuster is a deeply necessary tool for deliberative democracy. And when Democrats are in charge of the Senate, then the filibuster is a Jim Crow era relic that is really a holdover from America's racist past. Here was Joe Biden spewing out this garbage.
With regard to the filibuster, I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago. I strongly support moving in that direction, in addition to having an open mind about dealing with certain things that are just elemental to the functioning of our democracy, like the right to vote, like the basic right to vote. We've amended the filibuster in the past.
Okay, it's a Jim Crow era relic. Okay, he was asked specifically if he thought that it was a relic of the Jim Crow era, and the president said yes. Okay, here is Joe Biden in 2005. Quote, at its core, the filibuster is not about stopping a nominee or a bill. It's about compromise and moderation. It does not mean I get my way. It means you may have to compromise. That is what it is about engendering compromise and moderation. Here is Barack Obama, circa 2005, talking about how important the filibuster is.
The American people want less partisanship in this town, but everyone in this chamber knows that if the majority chooses to end the filibuster, if they choose to change the rules and put an end to democratic debate, then the fighting and the bitterness and the gridlock will only get worse. Now, I understand that Republicans are getting a lot of pressure to do this from factions outside the chamber. But we need to rise above the ends justify the means mentality, because we're here to answer to the people, all of the people, not just the ones that are wearing our particular party label.
Except for the fact that this is the way that the Democrats run things. The way Democrats run things is, we love the procedures so long as the procedures protect us. But the minute that we are in charge, those procedures go directly out the window. Then they wonder why politics has become a cynical exercise in partisan power grabbing. Because you guys are doing this. Chuck Schumer, the other day, he cited statistics about how the filibuster has been used to obstruct legislation so many times. He was citing statistics from when the Democrats were using the filibuster to obstruct legislation. It was unbelievable. Okay, this is Chuck Schumer yesterday talking about how when we filibuster, it's good. When they filibuster, it's bad. He was asked about the filibuster. And he's basically like, yeah, the filibuster is a terrible thing because now we're in charge.
The big difference is that we were always willing to negotiate in a bipartisan way. Mitch McConnell isn't. The bills he puts on the floor, even when he calls them bipartisan, aren't, like the first CARES bill, like the policing bill. There's no discussion. No discussion. We are sitting down. I am encouraging my colleagues to sit down with Republicans and move forward. There's a big difference in how we're conducting things and the way they're conducting
things. Okay, he's just an effing liar. The man's just an effing liar. He is a liar. That is a lie. Okay, when Democrats pushed legislation like Obamacare, they didn't have a single Republican vote. When Democrats have the Democrats just passed a giant spending bill with no Republican support in the Senate. None. Okay, what in the hell is he talking about? They filibustered Tim Scott's police reform bill. Chuck Schumer participated in that filibuster. Again, this is all cynical. It's all there's no principle here. Joe Biden is not a principled man. Joe Biden is a power grabbing man. He's a power grabbing man in decline. OK, and his party is perfectly willing to go along with this. They're excited about it. The same media, the same Democrats who decried Donald Trump's behavior between the election and January 6th and said that he was cynically using his power in order to manipulate elections, These are the same exact people who are out there right now saying that they have the ability to actively overturn elections. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she has the singular ability to bar people from entering Congress, no matter how they got into Congress. Okay, this is authoritarian talk from the Speaker of the House.
Now, if I wanted to be unfair, I wouldn't have seated the Republican from Iowa, because that was my right on the opening day. I would have just said, they're not seated. And that would have been my right as Speaker to do.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She says that as Speaker of the House, she has the ability to deny seating somebody who's legit elected from a particular district. She's talking about an Iowa district right now that is separated by about 6 votes. Okay, and she says she doesn't want to seat the Republican anymore. Okay, but so power is just a tool for these people. There's no principled institutional loyalty here. It is all about the use of power. And you wonder why there are reactionaries on the right who are like, you know what? Screw all the systems. We're done with the systems. We're just going to do whatever the hell we want. If we ever get power again, we're just going to junk these systems and do whatever the hell we want, because you guys don't care about the institutions. You wonder why that sentiment is rising. If you care about America's institutions, if you wish those institutions to remain so that we can actually have discussions about policy, come to some sort of broad-ranging agreement for the 330 million people who live in America and may disagree about fundamental policies and politics, if you hope those institutions hold because the institutions are kind of important, the left is wrecking those institutions, and the wrecking ball is an addled old man who is not with us. The Democratic Party is being run by a San Francisco leftist worth tens of millions of dollars, completely out of touch with the American people, who is 183 years old, and a president of the United States who can't string together a sentence. And the media are cheering it, because you know who's in charge? People keep asking, so who's in charge? Really, who's in charge over there at the White House? I'll tell you who's in charge. The media are in charge. The establishment media are in charge. They are driving the agenda. They're willing to cover for the agenda. What they are not willing to cover for is what gets covered. The media are the ones in charge, because politicians respond to incentive structures. And you know what creates the incentive structures these days? It is not the American people, predominantly. It is the media who create the narratives that shift how the American people think. The establishment media are the biggest obstacles to a defense of your individual rights in America today. Not the courts, not the government, the incentive structure being set up by an establishment media that continues to force its dominance on the American people day after day. And when they don't dominate, they seek to just destroy all methods of informational dissemination. You wonder why I think that what we do here at Daily Wire is kind of important? Because these folks wish us not to do it. That is why. In a second, we'll get to Joe Biden on the border, because there are serious questions to be asked about Joe Biden's behavior on the border and his administration's policies on the board. He's not going to answer any of them, however. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, are you looking for your next investment? Ben Shapiro here. There are 8 reasons to look at NRIA, Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts, up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically choose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction is a sector that's short on supply, high on demand. Diversification and safety from stock market risk. They have a short and long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines, or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. All righty, coming up, Joe Biden gets some questions on the border, and his answers suck, but the media cheer him anyway. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her. We're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Crop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So President Biden's border policy is awful. It's created enormous human suffering at the border. But the good news is he'll never have to actually answer a tough question about it. Joe Biden, again, if you're wondering who exactly is in control, the answer is the establishment media that has set up all the incentive structures here. And if you want to see that in action, yesterday, Joe Biden was asked about this crisis at the border. The crisis at the border is of his own making. It is. It is a crisis that has been driven by Joe Biden's warm embrace of illegal immigration. He encouraged an actual surge in the middle of the primaries last year. Joe Biden has said openly that he was not going to deport anyone when he got into office, and people rushed the border. That is the most predictable thing in the entire world. And the media cheered him on throughout that process. Well, yesterday, he was asked some questions about the border, and his answers to these questions are not only incoherent, they were full of untruths that could have been fact-checked in real time. Where was Daniel Dale? Where were all the fact-checkers? Weird, because he made an entire career at fact-checking everything Trump said, taking everything extremely literally, trying to parse every single statement. Joe Biden just says things that are overtly untrue, and Daniel Dale is nowhere to be found. They put him in witness protection over at CNN. I mean, not only does Joe Biden lie here, he also just acts weird. Okay, so for example, he was asked about the treatment of children in these migrant facilities. You know, kids in cages. He was asked by Cecilia Vega, who, good for her, actually asked a question about this, the ABC News chief White House correspondent. It does put me in a weird position when I now have to praise journalists for doing, like, the most basic element of their job, asking about the news. But she did. She asked Biden about the news. And Biden started to chuckle. Okay, just watch the clip.
What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility? Is what's happening inside acceptable to you? And when is this going to be fixed?
That's a serious question, right? Is it acceptable to me? Come on. That's why we're going to be moving 1,000 of those kids out quickly.
Is it acceptable? Yes, that was the question. Is it acceptable to you? And do you think that if Donald Trump, it's not acceptable, it wouldn't matter. But he's Joe Biden, so he gets away with that kind of treatment of the press. No problem whatsoever. And then his policies are absolutely self-conflicting. They make no sense at all. So Biden, first of all, he's asked, when are you going to be transparent and let the media in there? He's like, I don't know. And they're like, okay.
We haven't seen the facilities in which children are packed together to really give the American people a chance to see that. Will you commit to transparency on this issue?
I will commit to transparency. And as soon as I am in a position to be able to implement what we're doing right now. And one of the reasons I haven't gone down, I have all my
my chief folks have gone down is I don't want to become the issue. I don't want to be, you know, bringing all the Secret Service and everybody with me to get in the way. So this is being set up, and you'll have full access to everything once we get this thing moving.
Okay. And just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'm not going down there because I don't want to bring attention. Sure. I'm sure I'm sure that's why. It's not because you don't want pictures of you juxtaposed with kids in cages. It's not because of that. It's just you don't want to be a distraction, Joe Biden. Oh, weird, because that's never seemed to stop you before. That's strange. But don't worry, you guys will get in. When? No. And the media, okay, all right, good enough for me. Okay, then there's the actual failures and contradictions. So he says, you know, I should be flattered that people are coming. I should be flattered that illegal immigrants are arriving in wave numbers. So he says simultaneously two things. One, I'm going to deport people, but I'm not going to deport people. And two, it's not my fault they're coming, but if they are coming, it's because I'm great. It's like, what in the world? And the media are like, morons. Okay, here are members of the media and Joe Biden. Here's Misha Alcindor from PBS at NewsHour. By the way, your taxpayer dollars pay for this kind of journalism.
I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy. Truth of the matter is, nothing has changed.
Yes, what changed is you. What changed is you. Why should you be flattered that we're having an inundation at our border? You know, there are other Americans in America besides Joe Biden. The fact that he sees everything through the prism of, they think I'm such a nice guy. Every president defines himself in a particular way. Joe Biden defines himself as the nice guy who, quote unquote, gets things done. The problem is the things he's getting done are crappy, and the nice guy routine is bringing literally tens of thousands, if not millions of people to the border over the course of this year. Okay, then Joe Biden says, he said a bunch of untrue things here. He said in the middle of this immigration talk, in his presser yesterday, he said, for example, that the Trump administration was simply sending people back to the desert to die. That was an overt lie. That is just untrue. Did anybody fact check him? Was anybody like, can you name a person who has died in the desert because they were sent back to the desert? That's not how it works. When people arrive at the border, they're immediately handed over to Mexican authorities, or they're shipped back to country of origin. It's not as though at the border, like, you know what? You came here, back to the desert with you. No water bottles. Enjoy. That's not how it works. Joe Biden knows that, but he's a damned liar. So here he was yesterday saying, and then he says, you know what? If kids have family elsewhere, we should deport them. Okay, this is a complete reversal from his own policy, which is that if kids show up here, we're not going to deport them. His DHS secretary said that this week.
Do you want to see these unaccompanied minors staying in this country, or should they be deported eventually?
Well, the judgment has to be made whether or not, in this young man's case, he has a mom at home. There's an overwhelming reason why he'd be put in a plane and flown back to his mom.
Oh, you mean the Trump administration cruel, evil policy? That policy? That's exactly the policy he's currently talking about. Yeah, but the media didn't fact check him. He said untrue things throughout. But again, he's a nice elderly gentleman. How dare you point any of this out? And this is really about the stenographer pool. This is about the stenographer pool that lives in that White House press room. And all of the people on CNN and MSNBC who just engage in the human centipede. Peter Ducey at Fox News, the only journalist who ever asks any tough questions, apparently, in that White House press room. He talked yesterday about the fact that he was not called on. Again, president doesn't have to call on anybody, but the fact that Biden was standing there and going down a list of approved reporters demonstrates exactly what they think of the press pool. Here was Peter Ducey.
I mentioned last night on Special Report that I had a binder full of questions. I think some people were kidding. I was not kidding. We had a lot, and most of this stuff did not get to. But the last one that I can think of like this would have been in Wilmington. They had an aide off to the side with the list of reporters to call on. Today it was Biden with the list. And once they got through about an hour and 20 minutes, he was done. I'm not sure if that was the end of the list. If we were on it, he did not make it down that far.
Okay, he did not make it down that far. Yeah, of course he didn't. He just started randomly wobbling off into the ether. He had no idea what he was doing. He had no idea what the hell he was talking about. And there are many questions that he didn't get to. You know, he didn't answer a single question about COVID yesterday. Not one. His 62-minute press conference didn't answer a single question about COVID. For years, if you pointed out that Joe Biden was not a moderate and that he didn't care about the institutions, you were told that you were out of your mind. He wasn't some crazy radical like Bernie. Who's going to bring America back together? I'm not surprised when politicians lie to me. I'm not even surprised when the media lie to me. I'm just surprised at this point that anybody buys it anymore. I think fewer and fewer people are going to buy it over time. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Republican lawmakers convening at the U.S.-Mexico border, drawing attention to the crisis of migrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn calls the situation an immediate humanitarian crisis.
The Border Patrol and Health and Human Services, all the government officials tell us they are doing the best they can, but they're being overwhelmed by sheer numbers.
The second Texas Senator, Ted Cruz, says President Biden's changes to border policies creating this crisis.
All of us today witnessed the Biden cages. What is occurring here on the border is heartbreaking, and it is a tragedy.
Also at townhall.com, United States keeping a close eye on China regarding the issue of forced labor.
The Biden administration is criticizing China for profiting from human rights abuses. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. encourages the international community to oppose China's weaponizing of private companies' dependence on its markets to stifle free expression and inhibit ethical business practices. It's been reported that China is exerting pressure on companies that had committed to not using products made with forced labor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tornadoes in the deep south, killing at least five people, injuring dozens more. Meteorologists blame a supercell of storms, thunderstorms and flooding in Tennessee, Kentucky, and the Carolinas. Well, now here's some reassuring news. NASA has given the Earth the all-clear for the next century from a nasty asteroid. Space Agency says new telescope observations ruling out any chance of the asteroid smacking Earth in 2068. This is the very same 1,100-foot space rock that was supposed to come very close in 2029 and again in 2036. NASA says, don't worry about it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Use promo code MOVIE for additional savings.
German health officials warning the country's latest eruption of coronavirus cases has the potential to be worse than the previous two. Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Health Minister Jens Spahn is urging people to stay at home during the upcoming Easter break to help slow the rapidly rising number of new infections. At the same time, he wants Germans to get tested regularly, observe hygiene and distancing recommendations, and to avoid contact with large groups of people. Meanwhile, the head of Germany's Disease Control Center, the Robert Koch Institute, says Germany is just at the beginning of the third wave of the pandemic, with the more contagious variant of the virus first detected in Britain, now the dominant one in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany has lagged far behind both United Kingdom and U.S. when it comes to vaccinations. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. VW is going after two of its former executives.
Volkswagen is seeking damages for their role in the diesel emissions scandal that cost the German automaker billions of euros and a hefty dent to its reputation. VW said it wants damages from ex-chief executive Martin Winterkorn and Rupert Stadler, the former head of its Audi brand, on account of breaches of the duty of care under stock corporation law. The company didn't specify the amount of damages it would seek. VW reviewed millions of documents, conducted hundreds of interviews, and concluded that negligent breaches of duty had occurred by the two executives. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities in Seattle say burning debris from a rocket lit up Pacific Northwest skies late Thursday night, early Friday morning. Authorities now say the bright objects in the sky, debris from a Falcon 9 rocket second stage that did not successfully have a deorbit burn. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Issues that were kind of uncomfortable for Joe Biden. Among those issues, why aren't you just reopening schools at this point? Not a single question was asked in this press conference about Joe Biden's COVID policy. Not one, which is kind of amazing. Remember, it's the most important issue ever. And we shut down the entire economy of the United States for a year. Remember, we're spending more money than has ever been spent in the history of humanity. That is not an exaggeration. We are now spending more money than any government has ever spent ever, ever. And we are doing so on the back of a pandemic that is already on the wane. He was not asked a single question about that, and he was not asked a single question about, for example, school reopenings. He read some talking points about school reopenings, where he talked about maybe we'll have to reopen some schools, and that'll be great. By the way, if you actually look at a chart of the states that have reopened their schools versus the states that have not, it is a complete blue-red divide. The vast majority of blue states have kept kids out of school. The vast majority of red states have not. And then you're going to tell me it's all about the science? Okay, Biden's own people right now are not committing to reopening schools in the fall. Here was Biden's education secretary yesterday saying that they're not sure if the schools are going to reopen in the fall. How is he not asked about this?
You know, it's premature to tell. One thing that I know as a former commissioner of education, COVID-19 numbers will dictate how we move to reopen schools. So it's not just about what's happening in the schools. It's about what's happening in the community. If as members of our community, we can follow those mitigation strategies to make sure that our schools are safe places for our students and for our staff. We should have students in school next year. We should have them in school in the spring.
Remember when this was the party of science? Yeah, not the party of science so much. Yes, the schools should be open now. They should have been open months ago. My kids have been in school the entire year. It is a travesty, particularly targeting minority students, that the schools have not been open. And you still have members of this administration. It's too soon to tell whether we're going to open in the fall? This is nuts. This is an amazing story from U.S. News and World Report, Lauren Camera writing, quote, the president of the country's most politically powerful teachers union called into question the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's decision last week to revise from 6 feet to 3 feet its social distancing guideline in schools, arguing the science backing the decision doesn't take into account the unique challenges most urban school districts face. Okay, so the CDC came out in the last couple of weeks and they announced that kids don't need to be 6 feet apart in schools. They probably only need to be 3 feet apart in schools. By the way, the 6 feet standard came from absolutely nowhere. If you are somebody who's like a deep believer in 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet, there was like no scientific basis to 6 feet. If somebody sneezes, it goes like 15 feet. And if you're not sneezing, it doesn't go 6 feet. It goes like 2 feet. Okay, but the media kept, if you don't stay 6 feet away from that guy next to you, it's because you're, and the schools, man, we got to keep these kids at least 6 feet apart. Then the CDC comes along and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, totally wrong about that. We could have halved the size of the school classrooms and been fine. Kids can be 3 feet apart. And the teachers unions, because they're running the agenda and they don't want to go back to school ever. They just want to get paid for staying home and Zooming in. They say they're not going to listen to the CDC. Are we seeing headlines today about how the teachers unions are anti-science? about how the scientific agenda is being thwarted by the teachers' unions? Oh, yeah, I didn't think so. The American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, one of the worst people in America, wrote Tuesday in a letter to CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, quote, "Although I was very worried about the implications of the shift, I reviewed judgment until we could review the new studies that were presented. We have done that this weekend. We appreciate that the body of knowledge regarding the impact of COVID-19 in school environments is expanding, but we're not convinced the evidence supports changing physical distancing requirements at this time. Our concern is that the cited studies do not identify the baseline mitigation strategies needed to support 3 feet of physical distancing. Moreover, they were not conducted in our nation's highest density and least resourced schools, which have poor ventilation, crowding, and other structural challenges." Okay, my favorite part of that is when Randy Weingarten is like, "We haven't tried this in the schools, so we don't know if it works." Right, because the schools are closed. The question is under what circumstances you are going to reopen the schools. You want to talk about anti-scientific? It's like, okay, so here's our theory. We tried this theory. It didn't work. So our new theory is that we don't need to do that. They're like, well, you haven't tested that theory, so probably we'll go back to the first theory. What in the world are you talking about? That's not how science works. Once you've debunked a hypothesis, you don't go back to that hypothesis 5 seconds later based on the fact you haven't tried another hypothesis. It's ridiculous. By the way, schools have been open all over the world. They've been open in Asia. They've been open in Israel. They've been open in, particularly for elementary students, they've been open in Europe. They've been open in vast swaths of the United States. But don't worry, the teachers' unions are all about the science. They're all about the science. Joe Biden was not asked a single question about any of that. He was not asked no questions about that. Meanwhile, other things he was not asked questions about. It's an unbelievable story from Politico. Okay, reported by Tara Palmieri and Ben Schreckinger. Okay, in Politico. On October 23rd, 2018, President Joe Biden's son Hunter and daughter-in-law Hallie were involved in a bizarre incident in which Hallie took Hunter's gun and threw it in a trash can behind a grocery store, only to return later to find it gone. Delaware police began investigating, concerned that the trash can was across from a high school and that the missing gun could be used in a crime, according to law enforcement officials and a copy of the police report obtained by Politico. But a curious thing happened at the time. Secret Service agents approached the owner of the store where Hunter, a derelict, bought the gun and asked to take the paperwork involving the sale, according to two people, one of whom has firsthand knowledge of the episode and the other was briefed by a Secret Service agent after the fact. The gun store owner refused to supply the paperwork, suspecting, correctly, that the Secret Service officers wanted to hide Hunter's ownership of the missing gun in case it were to be involved in a crime, the two people said. The owner, Ron Palmieri, later turned over the papers to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which oversees federal gun laws. The Secret Service says it has no record of its agents investigating the incident. Joe Biden, who is not under protection at the time, said through a spokesperson he has no knowledge of any Secret Service involvement. Days later, the gun was returned by an older man who regularly rummages through the grocery store's trash to collect recyclables, according to people familiar with the situation. The incident did not result in charges or arrests. Okay, so just to get this straight, what happened, apparently, is that Hunter, he was dating his brother's widow, I think is the story here, and she, for some odd reason, took his gun and threw it in the garbage bin behind a store, which is across from a high school. And the Secret Service then went and tried to clean it up. And there will be no charges resulting. These are the same people who are like, we need strict gun laws, guys. Gun laws. We need them. We need strict gun laws so that people who mistreat, mishandle weapons get prosecuted. Almost her name is Hunter Biden, apparently. The gun store incident occurred during a period after Hunter Biden's administrative discharge from the Naval Reserves for his positive cocaine test and his subsequent divorce from his first wife, Kathleen. At the time of the gun incident, Hunter was in a romantic relationship with Hallie, the widow of his late brother, Beau. Apparently, he illegally obtained a gun. He bought the gun October 12, 2018. He responded no to a question on the transaction record that asked, quote, "Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance?" 5 years earlier, he had been discharged from the Navy Reserve after testing positive for coke. He and family members have spoken about his history of drug use. Lying on the form is a felony, though prosecutions are extremely rare. So it sounds like he bought the gun illegally. That's what it sounds like. Because there's fairly good contemporaneous evidence that Hunter was not off the sauce. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, you never thought that COVID could cost you your home, right? Well, it might, because cybercrime is up 75% during COVID. By far the most serious cybercrime to consider, home title theft. That's right. Cybercriminals, foreign and domestic, they are now after your home title. It's easier than you would think. They can't actually steal your house, but the value of your home is in the home title. The title documents to your home is online. So the thief finds that home title document, then forges your signature on a quitclaim deed saying you sold your home to him, then proceeds to take out loans on your home, leaving you in debt. You're not going to know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. Insurance does not cover you. Neither do commonized entity theft programs. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock, the the instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with My Home Title, they help shut it down absolutely cold. Head on over to HomeTitleLock.com right now, register your address to see if you're already a victim, and then just use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection. That is code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. Once more, HomeTitleLock.com. Again, your most valuable asset, it ain't the jewelry, it ain't the cash in your house, it is the actual house title. Make sure that it is locked up at HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. Okay, and then he was dating his brother's widow, and apparently the incident began when Hallie searched Hunter's pickup, which was parked at her home in Wilmington because of unspecified suspicions she had, according to a Delaware State Police report. Inside the truck, she found a .38 revolver. Hallie took the gun to Jansen's Market, a nearby high-end grocery store where the Bidens are longtime regular customers. There, she tossed the gun wrapped in a black shopping bag into a trash bin outside of the store, which, by the way, is not the way that you get rid of guns. Just note to the wise, if you have a functional weapon, you know what you don't do to get rid of it. Just toss it in the garbage can, you morons. Later that day, Hallie informed Hunter of what she had done. He instructed her to retrieve the gun, according to the police report. When Hallie returned, she found the gun was missing and reported the issue to the store. Police received calls from the store's general manager, Paula Jansen, and from another person, according to the report. The missing gun caused heightened concern, according to the police report, because the grocery sits across from the Alex DuPont High School. Arriving on the scene, Delaware State's retrieved security camera footage from the store, interviewed Jansen, the store manager. Quote, "We complied with the police, gave them whatever security footage we could," Jansen told Politico. The FBI also responded. At the time, the FBI was already monitoring Hunter as part of an investigation that remains ongoing and currently focuses on his taxes. No comment from the FBI. In addition to questioning Hallie, police called Hunter to the scene. He was questioned outside the store's loading dock area and explained he used the gun for target practice. At one point, two of Jansen's employees, described by the police report as Mexican males, walked past the loading dock area, and Hunter told a police officer the store had some suspicious people working for it. Asked if he was referring to those two staffers, Hunter responded, "Yeah, probably illegal," according to the report. So he's a racist also. He's a drug-addled, gun-toting racist who illegally obtained his weapon. No problems here, guys. Everything is totally fine. The story has all the things. All of them. Two Mexican workers walk past. He's like, "Oh, those are probably illegal." Based on what? The fact that they're of Mexican extraction? And based on the fact that you're apparently a criminal? When a police officer asked Hunter whether the gun had been used in a crime, the officer reported Hunter, quote, "became very agitated with me and asked if I was intentionally trying to make him mad." When the officer asked Hunter whether he had been doing drugs or drinking heavily, he said, "Listen, it isn't like that. I think she believes I was going to kill myself," according to the report. An officer asked Hunter whether he had called his dad. Hunter said, I've never called my dad for anything," according to the police report, which we know is a lie. After being questioned, Hunter retrieved the case for the gun, which included the gun's serial number, from Hallie's house, returned to the grocery store, and handed it over to the cops. When police questioned Hunter and Hallie, two Secret Service agents arrived. They went to the store where Hunter purchased the gun. The agents showed their badges and ID cards to Palmieri, the store's owner, and asked to take possession of the firearms transaction record Hunter had filled out. She said no. The Palmieri said, "No, I'm not going to do that." The Secret Service left without the records, and Palmieri handed over the transaction record to the ATF. The ATF spokesperson referred questions to the Delaware Stateies. Jason Hatchell, spokesperson for Delaware State Police, said any freedom of information, any questions about the incident would have to be filed through a FOIA request. The Delaware State Police already rejected Politico's FOIA request for records related to the incident last November. It's amazing. Okay, there's been no major media coverage of this, because that's what the establishment media will never cover, is the fact that Hunter Biden is a derelict, and his dad knew about it for years, and apparently facilitated the dereliction in a wide variety of cases, including Hunter rushing about the globe, picking up bags of cash in different places. A White House spokesperson said Biden was not aware of any Secret Service involvement in the episode. Just change the name Biden to Trump and imagine the size of the scandal. But don't worry. Biden is a good guy. He's a nice guy, so we don't cover what happened with Hunter. By the way, speaking of hypocrisy, authoritarianism, by the way, relies on hypocrisy. The Cuomo family also apparently has engaged in an enormous amount of hypocrisy. It turns out, according to the New York Times, Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration arranged special access to government-run coronavirus testing for members of his family and other influential people as the pandemic descended on New York last year. The move to make testing of people closely tied to Cuomo a priority was carried out by high-ranking state health officials, according to one of the people. It happened in March 2020. Testing was still not widely available, but Andrew made sure that his family members had it. Just like our brand new Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Rachel Levine, ensured that Dr. Levine's mom was not in a nursing home when all the COVID-positive patients were being shipped back into the nursing homes. Weird how this seems to keep happening with Democrats, how the rules don't apply to them. Alrighty, we'll get to more of this in just one second. First, now there are a lot of sort of chronic medical issues that people just let simmer. They think, okay, it'll go away. And the more embarrassing the issue, the more people tend to put it on the back burner. Well, that stuff can really affect your life. And if you're talking about erectile dysfunction, that's something that can be solved quickly and discreetly and easily by my friends over at Roman. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started, super simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BenComplete, an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben now and get $15 off your very first month. It's really time to take care of that ED. No reason to just sit around and wait for a bad thing to go away. It ain't going to happen. Go get it taken care of right now. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. Remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben and save $15 off your first month. The gun control left has no worries about Hunter Biden, a drug-addicted derelict, leaving his gun out and then having it thrown in a garbage can behind a high school and lying apparently on his forms about obtaining the gun in the first place. That's totally fine. But you, law-abiding citizen, you need to lose your gun. You can't get a test in New York in March 2020, but you know who can. If your last name is Cuomo, you can get a test. And you can go on national TV and you can hang out with your bro and talk about the size of your nostrils and did mom love you best. Yes, we need to give more power and control to these folks. More power and control. Top down. They're going to fix everything and they care about you. They don't care about their own. They care about you. They're just caring and nice and wonderful. Amazing, amazing stuff. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden isn't just adults. He says overtly crazy things. He is now pushing this lie that women are, on average, paid less for the same work. It's not been true for years and years in the United States. He's pushing it anyway. And he's saying the dumbest possible things in pushing that. My goodness. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
COVID-19 has changed everything for the children of the world. Since the earliest days of the pandemic, we've been on the ground providing children food, educational resources, and basics no child should be without. To learn more, visit savethechildren.org /together. This year, join us and make change for children. Visit savethechildren.org/together. Sponsored by Save the Children.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, when Joe Biden is not incoherently babbling about illegal immigration, he's incoherently babbling about the supposed pay gap. Now, the pay gap is one of the most overwrought, ridiculous things in American public life. The notion that women are being paid less for the same exact work is not backed by statistical evidence. The reality is that the pay gap is almost entirely a creation of differentials in work hours, in jobs chosen. It is a differential in time taken off from the workforce. Women tend to take more time out of the workforce because they want to be home with the kids in many cases. The basic idea that a woman works an hour, a man works an hour, exact same job, exact same credentials, and so the woman gets paid less is just silly. It actually is not true. It's been widely debunked. Christina Hoff Sommers has done that work many, many times before. In fact, in America's largest cities, it's been true for years that people who are fresh out of college without having taken time out of the workforce, women in the same industries tend to be paid as highly or more than men. That's according to Time Magazine. That goes back a full decade. Doesn't matter. We're still going to keep promoting the quote-unquote equity-based idea that if women on average are paid less than men, for all of those extraneous factors, for all of those confounds, well, you know, that's still not good enough. We have to equalize pay between men and women and pretend that women are not getting paid enough for the same exact work as a man. So Biden's administration earlier this week trotted out Megan Rapinoe, who's the least victimized victim in American public life. Megan Rapinoe is an extraordinarily famous gay woman who has not, so far as I'm aware, been victimized in any of her media coverage. She grew up extremely privileged. She did not grow up impoverished. She has faced, from what I can see, very little in the way of actual life obstacles to success. She is now treated as a paragon of feminist virtue, even though the claims that she makes are overtly false, repeatedly, like this one. Here was Megan Rapinoe complaining she's not paid the same as the men. Yeah, you're not paid the same as the men, lady, because you're in women's soccer, which makes money once every 4 years, whereas men's soccer makes money pretty much all the time. And the men's World Cup is a multiple, like a large multiple bigger than the Women's World Cup, and you guys signed a contract. So if you don't like your contract, you could have not signed that contract. But here's Megan Rapinoe complaining that she does the same work as a man and doesn't get paid the same as a man.
4 World Cup championships and 4 Olympic gold medals for the United States. And despite those wins, I've been devalued, I've been disrespected, and dismissed because I am a woman. And I've been told that I don't deserve any more than less because I am a woman. You see, despite all the wins, I'm still paid less than men who do the same job that I do.
They don't do the same job that you do. They don't. You know how I know? Because Megan Rapinoe, anytime you want, you can go play on the men's team. You can try. You can try. After all, gender is it's a social construct. We've been informed by the left that gender does not exist. It's completely a social construct. So since gender is a social construct, anytime Megan Rapinoe wants, she can go try and play with the men. That is not going to go great for Megan Rapinoe. She is not doing the same work that a man is doing. This is like saying that a woman lifting weights, like her job is to lift weights, she's doing exactly the same job as a man when she wins a gold medal in a weightlifting competition. Well, not really, considering the man is probably lifting twice as much weight as the woman. I mean, not to put too fine a point on this, but in a scrimmage, the Women's World Cup soccer team, the gold medal winning Women's World Cup soccer team, lost to the under 15 football club from Dallas. Boys football club from Dallas, the under 15s. Bunch of 14-year-old, like, yes, it was a scrimmage, but also, like, you lost to a bunch of 14-year-old boys. No, it's not, no, actually, you're not doing the same work as the men. This is all absurd. Okay, it's just absurd. And her proclaiming, she's speaking from the podium of the damned White House. She's been on every major television show complaining about her fate. She signed voluntarily a contract as to her pay. And the Women's World Cup, again, is a fraction the size of the Men's World Cup. It's amazing. But don't worry, Joe Biden assures us that there's not a single thing a man can do a woman can't do better. Not a single thing. Men can't pee their name in the snow better. Men can't open pickle jars better. Men can't pick up heavy weights better. Men can't throw a baseball harder on average. No, it turns out every single thing a man can do, a woman can do just as well or better, which is why he should probably resign and let Kamala Harris be president.
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing.
Not a single thing? Anything? Really? There are things that women can do better than men. There are things men can do better than women. But frankly, I'm shocked that he still thinks the distinction exists. He can't even define what a woman is. It turns out that many men are better at being women than women, according to Joe Biden. Alrighty, coming up, speaking of anti-science, a lot of folks claiming that if you don't buy into the left solutions on climate change, you're anti-science. We'll speak with Bjorn Lomberg about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround time, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world. Time to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $200. $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, music, and more. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Bjørn Lomborg. He's president of the Copenhagen Consensus, visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. His latest book is False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. Bjørn, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So let's talk about the Biden administration. They're pushing forward the idea that climate change, of course, is an existential threat to humanity. They talk about it being the greatest threat to Americans over the course of the next century. Is there any truth to the idea that this is one of the gravest threats facing America? Because that seems to me, based on the data that I've seen from you and from others, that is at best a wildly exaggerated point of view.
Yes, it is wildly exaggerated. Look, global warming is a real problem, and it will have a mostly negative impact over the next 100 years. So the UN estimate that in 50 years from now, the impact will be equivalent to each one of us losing somewhere between 0.2 and 2% of our income. Remember, by then we'll be 362% as rich as we are today, according to the UN's own estimates. So instead of being 362% richer, we'll only be 356% richer. Yes, that's a problem. No, it's not an existential crisis.
And it is those trade-offs that seem to be forgotten in all of the political calculus around all of this stuff. Because if you want to make sure that we are not, in fact, 356% richer by 2050, what you do is you put in place policies right now that actually lower the trajectory of the growth curve. Because if you start losing not 2% off your income in 2050, but you start losing 2% a year in the growth curve every single year up to 2050, then that starts to look an awful lot like a pretty negative impact on most people living in the country.
Absolutely. So it's very clear we need to make sure we don't end up spending so much money and reducing our growth rate and reducing our economy so much that we actually end up worse off than if we had not tried to fix the problem. Now, it's important to say both sides tend to exaggerate. So just like Biden will tell you it's an existential crisis, a lot of people will tell you if we do something about global warming, it'll be the end of the economy. It's neither, because the economy is actually really, really robust. But it's a question of saying, are we going to have a little bit of problem with climate problems by the 2070s, or are we possibly going to cost a lot more in the development of opportunity and welfare for the world's future in 50 years. And remember, this is especially important for the world's poor. We tend to say this is mostly a problem for the world's poor. The world's rich are going to be fine with global warming because we have the resources to be able to protect ourselves. But the amazing thing is that you're then saying, well, let's try and help the world's poor by cutting their main way of getting rich, which is getting access to a lot of cheap and reliable energy. This is what's brought everybody out of poverty, certainly the U.S. and Denmark and everybody else, but also China over the last 50 years, lots and lots of power. And obviously, a lot of developing countries want to go the same way.
I mean, it is pretty incredible how you will hear people in the United States and in Europe talk about environmental impact in the sense that by 2050, 2060, people might have to move inland from some of the coast, and that's going to be a serious problem, which it will be. But at the same time, people are literally burning dung in order to stay alive in many areas on planet Earth. And you never hear about that. The idea is that gas is the gas, natural gas, coal. These are the worst things to ever happen to humanity, when in reality, they're some of the best things to ever happen to humanity. We can hope that we will move beyond them at some point. But the data right now are not showing that, particularly for the billions of people who are living in poverty, that is an option, that they can just build solar panels on corrugated iron shacks.
Exactly. So, Ben, about almost 3 billion people cook and keep warm with dirty fuels like you were mentioning, dung, cardboard, whatever they can get their hands on, and of course wood, which leads to deforestation. That's the equivalent of each of these almost 3 billion people smoking 2 packs of cigarettes every day because it's so polluted indoors. They would love to get access to clean and modern energy. Also, you mentioned that sea levels are going to rise, so you'll have to move inland. Well, yes, sea levels are going to rise, but we know how to fix that. I mean, Holland is obviously an excellent example of that. And if you look at what other predictions, well, if you just look at sea levels rising about a meter and we do nothing, they estimate that you will have to relocate 187 million people. That's a lot of people by the end of the century. But if you assume that people are actually going to do what they've done up till now, which is spend a tiny fraction of their income to protect themselves and their loved ones better and better as they get richer, it is not going to be 187 million people. It's going to be 305,000 people. That's half the number of people that move out of California every year. So it gives you a sense of globally, no, this is not a problem. It's not a catastrophe. It is a problem. It is something we need to fix, but we need to get a sense of proportion.
We're speaking with Bjorn Lomborg. His new book is False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. It's your focus on mitigation that I think, or adaptation rather, that people seem to just completely ignore. They want to focus in on mitigation because, frankly, it seems like there's another agenda, which is to redistribute global income. And it has very little to do with actually, you know, effectuating solutions. Adaptation has always been what humans are best at. It turns out that we are kind of not great at mitigation, but we are fantastic at adaptation, which is why there are now billions of us on planet Earth.
We're definitely very good at adaptation. We're also very good at another thing that I think we're sort of missing in this conversation. That's innovation. That's, you know, the Bill Gates point to fixing climate change. Look, you're never going to fix any problem on planet Earth by telling people, I'm sorry, could you be much worse off? Could you do stuff that you don't really want to do? That's just very, very hard to do. But if you could innovate the price of green energy down below fossil fuels, everyone would switch, not just rich, well-meaning Americans a little bit, but also Chinese, Indians, Africans, because we would have innovated the price of green energy down below fossil fuels. And, you know, take a look at Los Angeles back in the 1950s, terribly polluted, mostly because of cars. The solution was not to tell people, I'm sorry, could you, you know, walk or run instead? That would never work. What was the solution was the catalytic converter. You plug it on, it costs a little bit, yes, but then you can drive much more and pollute much less. That's what fixed most of the air pollution problem in Los Angeles.
So one of the things that has happened is that social media have started to crack down on people like you. They've started to crack down on pretty much anybody who does not simply parrot the solution line that is promoted by the radical environmental left. I felt this myself. I've openly said that I'm not arguing with the IPCC estimates on global warming and on climate change, even though I will say that the range that they predict by the end of the century is pretty wild. I mean, it is fairly amazing that we are supposed to believe that they have exact specific knowledge when the range of possibilities is something like between 2 degrees Celsius and 6 degrees Celsius. Like that's kind of a large range in terms of your estimates. But that's fine. I mean, I'm willing to endorse that range because these people know more than I do about exactly how the climate is going to change over the coming century. What I'm not willing to endorse is these world-breaking sort of proposals today to completely destroy, you know, the ability of people to get ahead, particularly in poorer countries, in the name of environmental mitigation. And yet, if you say that, if you say, I just have different solutions, right? I want to innovate. I want to look at the possibility of building seawalls. I want to look at the possibility of using devices to geoengineering to actually change the climate. We need to look in major cities at the possibility of, for example, whitening the roads so that we are absorbing less of the sunlight. If you do those things, that's still not good enough. They will label you a climate denier, even if you're not actually denying any of the science with regard to climate change.
Yeah, you're simply challenging the climate policies. And the reality, of course, is we need to have that conversation. Obviously, one of the best ways to get people to spend hundreds of trillions of dollars we don't have and that we need urgently elsewhere is to scare them witless. And I think that's one of the reasons why there is such a sense in trying to, you know, rigorously keep all of the conversation on climate change on this very alarming path. My argument would be to say that's very unlikely to lead to good outcomes. When you're panicked, when you're scared, you're unlikely to make good decisions. Now, look, if global warming really was this terrible and scary thing, obviously we should be telling people so. But I think, you know, when you actually look at the data, when you look, for instance, at how many people die from climate-related disasters, so storm, flood, droughts, floods and extreme temperatures, we know, we have good data back from the last century, from 1920 till today, and the number has declined by 96%. It used to be about 500,000 people dying every year. Now it's about less than 20,000 people. And remember, we've quadrupled the number of people on the planet. Why is that? It's because we're much richer and hence we're much more resilient. But we never hear that. We only hear the next catastrophe because of, you know, the CNN factor. That there's always a camera pointed to the next catastrophe, and it makes for good news. But it doesn't make for good information. That's why we need to understand, look, there is a problem. It's not the end of the world. Actually, if anything, we know that we're better and better able to handle this. We need all that information in order to not end up spending more money on trying to fix a problem than the problem itself costs.
And Bjorn, it seems like we are being deliberately misled by the media in so many of these cases. I remember being at a sort of hoity-toity event in the recent past, and there were a bunch of climate change experts there, including scientists from Caltech and MIT, talking about their climate modeling, and they were saying exactly the same kind of stuff that you're saying or that I'm saying. And I remember being stunned. I was sitting there thinking to myself, this is crazy, because if they walk out that front door and they say the exact same thing publicly, then they will be ripped as crazed right-wingers. Right? If you have the temerity to cite William Nordhaus, who just won the Nobel Prize in economics for his work on climate change, to the effect that the world can actually withstand fairly well 1.5 degrees Celsius of climate change, and actually you'd be spending more to prevent that than the amount of damage that would be done in achieving 1.5 degrees Celsius climate change. If you even cite that, people get angry. The guy just won the Nobel Prize. Instead, the media have decided not to trot out people who actually know anything. Instead, they trot out child activists who go around screaming at adults that the adults need to listen to them. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I just don't understand why exactly it is that people who actually know something about climate change are never on TV, but people who scream at adults about how they're wrecking the world are constantly on TV. That's not the fault of the child. It's the fault of the adults who are putting the kids on TV.
I mean, look, you're preaching to the choir. I think fundamentally the problem here is that it sells much, much more to tell you here is another disaster. And so we hear one disaster after another. Remember, you know, last year we were told that the hurricane season was record breaking. Yes, it was record breaking in the Atlantic Ocean because we have satellites, so we can see a lot of hurricanes form that never make it to shore. But if you actually look across the century, it was only the 20th biggest in the Atlantic. And if you look at the globe, it was actually one of the weakest in the satellite area over the last 40 years. Why is it there's such a big discrepancy? Because who would want to turn on a TV channel that tells you, you know, look, it's a little bit the same. It's probably a little less than what it was yesterday, I mean, or last year. It's no fun. So I think there is a terrible tendency for us to constantly hear bad things are happening. And I think in some ways what we need to do is to say, well, we also need the statistics telling you, yes, it's a little boring, but actually telling you, look, fundamentally, things are going better, not worse. Doesn't mean that there's no problem, but let's start being smart about it. And of course, we should be listening to the only climate economist who got the Nobel Prize in economics, not just whoever shouts the loudest.
Bjorn Lomborg, president of the Copenhagen Consensus, visiting fellow at Hoover Institution. Check out his book, False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. Bjorn, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, Ben.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Douglas Carswell, president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, previously a member of British Parliament, and co-founded Vote Leave. That was the official campaign that won the Brexit referendum. He has some ideas on America and whether we are worth saving at this point. We'll get to that in a moment first. You know, big tech companies, I don't trust them. You shouldn't trust them either. They don't like your political point of view, but they're using your data in order to make money. Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized. My network data is encrypted. The best part? You don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button. Now you are protected. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Again, don't trust big tech to protect you. Instead, protect yourself from big tech. ExpressVPN.com/Ben to get 3 extra months for free. Already coming up, Douglas Carswell joins the show. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a...
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. Until people come before profit, all energy is clean, the wild is truly free, and justice stands for all. Earth Justice will never rest. Learn more at earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us online is Douglas Carswell, president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, previously a member of British Parliament for 12 years, and co-founded Vote Leave, the official campaign that won the Brexit referendum. He's the author of several books. He tweets at Douglas Carswell. Douglas, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, welcome to our shores. And I got to say, it feels like you're arriving at a rather inauspicious time in American history. While the economy seems to be finally recovering as COVID lets up, that is not stopping the current government from blowing out spending to an unprecedented extent and radically reshifting the thinking of how government and the individual ought to interact. As somebody who's just arrived, what do you make of it?
Well, it's wonderful to be here, but I think you're right. America is at a critical juncture. Either America retains American exceptionalism, which is the thing that since its founding has made America unlike any other country and made America the most successful republic to have ever existed. Or if the radical left get their way in D.C., They reduce America to being just another overtaxed, overregulated country. And America becomes a sort of a North American version of France, or heaven help us, a North American version of Belgium. And if that happens, it's not just going to be a catastrophe for hundreds of millions of Americans. I think it will be a disaster for humankind. The United States has been the world's number one power for 120 years. And it's been, by and large, an extraordinary 120 years, the best 120 years of human existence. Human progress has been achieved, I would argue, by American hegemony. And if America becomes just another country, the lights go out, not just in America, the lights will go out in the world.
So one of the things that you mentioned there, you compared the United States to France and Belgium, and it is true that those economies are not capable of driving a global economy, obviously, while the United States' global economy, you know, running of the global economy really has. There's another element here, which is that even France is starting to reject some of the crazy theories that have become mainstream in the United States. You've started to see French politicians say they don't want any of the woke identity politics stuff the United States is pushing infused into European life. It's amazing how the left in the United States that so admires the Europeans is perfectly willing to cram down an even more radical version of identity politics that the Europeans reject.
It's true. If you're doing something that even France, even French intellectuals say is extreme and way off, you, I think, need to stop and think what it is you're doing. Look, the essence of modernity, the essence of civilization is that we judge people not on the basis of immutable characteristics. Pre-modern societies always did that. In pre-modern societies anywhere around the world, in pre-modern times, you were judged on the basis of immutable characteristics, the rank you were born to in society, your race, your ethnicity, your gender, and so on and so forth. One of the transformative things about the Enlightenment on both sides of the Atlantic is this idea that you judge people not on the basis of immutable characteristics, but as Martin Luther King so beautifully put it, on the content of someone's character. What the radical left in America is doing in the name of progressivism is something deeply regressive. They're actually going back to a pre-modern notion that you should judge people on the basis of immutable characteristics. It's not just profoundly un-American. It's pre-modern and, frankly, anti-civilization. And if even France gets this, boy, people in some of those liberal arts colleges need to wake up and recognize what they're doing. It is not progressive. It is regressive.
We're speaking with Douglas Carswell. He's president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy. So, Douglas, you know, do you think there's a prospect for American recovery? Sometimes it's easier for people who are coming from the outside to see this than people on the inside. Here it seems like we may be in sort of an inevitable slow slide into European-style progressivism, but again, without the subsidy of America to hold that up. Europe had the privilege of having the United States basically hold up the world economy and much of their defense budget for half a century. Nobody's going to be holding up the foundations here if the United States goes. Do you think that there's a prospect for American recovery in the offing here?
Absolutely. No one ever prospered by betting against the United States. And I think the United States can recover. But it's going to take a conscious effort by, you listen to your show, Ben, people like you and people like me and right-thinking people across America to recover. Look, things must have seemed pretty grim in the 1970s. In the 1970s, people said that America faced inevitable decline. They said that Japan was going to eclipse the United States. They said that America would inevitably fail against the Soviet threat. Think how big a challenge it must have seemed to Reagan and his generation. They overcame that, and they revived and recovered the United States fortunes because of this self-belief, this self-confidence. We need to rediscover this, and we can rediscover this. This intersectionist dogma is sapping America's confidence. In the 3 months I've been here, I've been so struck at how awful this intersectionalist radical woke agenda has been at sapping America's confidence. Incidentally, the bad guys in Peking, Beijing, and Moscow love this idea of American weakness. It is dividing America. America is a country that, you know, if America was built on hatred and racism, why is it that people from every color, every creed, and every culture and country want to come here? It's profoundly damaging to America if we allow this intersectionist agenda any further traction. But we can recover. The United States, I think, will recover, but it will only recover if it rediscovers its self-confidence and faces down this absurd and nonsensical and pre-modern creed that pits Americans against Americans.
I'm Douglas Carswell, president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy. You can follow all of his work at Douglas Carswell on Twitter. Douglas, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Ben. It's wonderful.
All righty, folks. Well, we have reached the end of this week's broadcast. But fear not, we'll be back next week. Now, I have Passover. That means that I won't be back here on Monday. I will be back here on Tuesday. So you have a long weekend not to ruin things. And a quick reminder on Passover. Passover, of course, the holiday in which the Exodus from Egypt took place. When we speak about freedom in the American context, or in any context, really, the freedom of Exodus provides the sort of backbone for that. The freedom of Exodus was not about just the Jews being released from service to Pharaoh, and slavery to Pharaoh. It was about leaving so that the Jews could serve God in the wilderness. That is the actual quote from the Bible. That is the end of that particular verse. People tend to forget that. Freedom is not just about freedom from, it's about freedom to. And the freedom to is to perform in virtuous fashion on behalf of members of your family, members of your community, to build social structures that are strong enough that we don't need a government to cram down its own peculiar version of virtue or decency on any of us, because we know decency and virtue from our own communities. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Members of Congress from both parties at the Mexico border as the number of unaccompanied children continues to grow.
For the Democrats, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro was at a housing facility.
Even these facilities that have better conditions than the CBP processing centers are not the places for kids.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says this is a humanitarian crisis.
The smugglers, the drug runners, they understand our laws and they know how to exploit them.
It's a growing challenge for the Biden administration. GOP lawmakers like Texas Senator Ted Cruz are seizing on the issue.
All of us today witnessed the Biden cages.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar talked about her father's decision when she was 8 years old to flee conflict.
He was making a decision for me to live.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, when it comes to the matter of the border crisis, President Biden apparently offering a misleading account of what's going on.
At his first news conference since taking office, President Biden was pressed on the situation at the border. Biden says the U.S. will take steps to quickly move hundreds of migrant children and teens out of cramped detention facilities. But while the president sought to portray the rise in migrants as little different from seasonal increases in the past,
it happens every single solitary year.
An AP fact check found unaccompanied immigrant children have come to the border in higher numbers than what he said. According to figures from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, authorities encountered over 9,000 children without a parent in February. That's a 61% increase from January, not 28%. Jennifer King, Washington.
Well, the company that owns that giant container ship that stuck sideways in the Suez Canal now says there will be yet another attempt to refloat it by taking advantage of the high tide later Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The State University in New Jersey becomes the first in the nation to mandate COVID vaccinations for on-campus students.
Just 2 months ago, Rutgers University officials said students would not be required to get a COVID-19 shot in order to return to campus this fall and attend classes in person. The school, however, did an about-face Thursday, saying it will now require all students wishing to come back at any of its three campuses in New Brunswick, Newark, and Camden to show proof they've received their COVID shots. They will, however, be able to apply for a medical or religious exemption. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Florida threatening to sue the feds if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines using U.S. ports. Officials say the state is being harmed economically by the industry's U.S. shutdown, adding cruises are being operated safely all around the globe without with restrictions. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China is flexing its air power over Taiwan. The story from Keith Peters.
In its largest show of force so far, 20 Chinese military aircraft entered Taiwanese airspace on Friday and dramatically increased tensions between the two countries. Taiwanese officials say they warned the Chinese aircraft by radio. China claims the entire South China Sea is its own. China, which also claims Taiwan as its own territory, has stepped up military activities near the Democratic Island in recent months, a move Taiwan says jeopardizes regional stability. Keith Peters reporting.
Author Larry McMurtry dying at the age of 84. His family says he died after suffering from heart failure. He had penned books and screenplays during a career that spanned some 50 years. He won the 1986 Pulitzer Prize for Lonesome Dove, the tale of a cattle drive in the 1870s. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, I noticed something at the Biden press conference yesterday. I noticed something I think a few people missed about the way the press conference was set up that should set off some kind of alarm bells with everyone. I'm going to get to that, and I also just want to make the quick point in the beginning that, you know, Trump did it better. He just did it better. He just did it better. This was, I mean, Trump answered questions from everyone all the time. Even that fake news dude, Jim Acosta at CNN, right? What did we see yesterday? That wasn't a press conference. That was like a scripted high school play. He even had little notes. He even had little notes in a binder. I thought binders full of stuff were bad. Some of you will get the joke. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. All right, Joe, let's go. All right. I forgot, Joe, it is Friday.
What?
Got a little distracted at the beginning of the show, given my excitement about it. So if you would, again, in your worst 1960s game show voice, let us know it's Friday, please, sir.
It's Friday!
All right, we only skipped that once in the last few years on a very dreadful Friday that was. But today is a pretty darn good one. Listen, Trump just did it better, folks, okay? He just did it better. He did press conferences better. He was just a more exciting guy. But Biden's not only absolutely boring, I mean, like, on a 100 scale, on the excitement scale, he's like a 1.6. He's just a disaster for the country, too. So I want to go through this three big takeaways from the press conference yesterday. And we have our interview with Kristi Noem. She made it to the interview yesterday, so don't go anywhere. Let's go to takeaway number one. Joe Biden's cognitive condition is clearly worsening. Nothing funny about it. It's not a joke. He is clearly deteriorating mentally rapidly at this point. I've told you repeatedly that sources have told me that his condition is bad, very bad, that people know it's bad and that they're hiding it. Play this cut of Joe Biden, and I get what you're thinking. I know I can read Guy's mind, too. Joe, I already told what's going on, so he knows. You're probably thinking, I don't get what this has to do with Joe Biden's cognitive condition. Hold, stand easy, as they used to tell us in the police academy muster deck. Stand easy. Watch the video. Listen to Joe Biden lose himself mid-sentence. So you'll see his cognitive condition. He can't even remember what he was talking about. But I want you just to pay attention to the view and how this looks totally different than pressers we traditionally see in the East Room of the White House. Play that cut.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. We're going to get a lot done.
Looks a little different, no? You notice that's along the south wall. We don't typically see that view. What could be going on here? Some of you may be catching on. Folks, listen, it's not unheard of for the president, Trump, Obama, Bush, whoever it was, to do a press conference in the East Room with the south wall of the East Room as a backdrop. But for a first press conference for this big, majestic moment, why would they do it along the south wall where the view is the worst? Well, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the closest to the door. It's just kind of weird. Maybe they wanted to keep Biden from... I don't want to say too much because people tell me things. Maybe they were just a little nervous about having Biden having to walk too far to the podium. Just looks a little strange, doesn't it? You think I'm just like randomly making this up? Let's see if they do it the other way next time. Make him do the long, majestic walk. They're worried about this guy. You can see it in his condition deteriorating rapidly. That's one of my first big takeaway from the press conference yesterday. So I have three. That's number one. Just one, his condition, losing himself mid-sentence. But secondly, again, I'm not suggesting it doesn't happen ever that South Wall uses a backdrop. But for a press conference this big, it's very strange they would do it that way. Let's go to number two. Some more important takeaways. This guy's gutless. He's weak. And he will use race as a weapon because he doesn't have anything else, Joe Biden. He is. He is a gutless wonder. He will use race as a weapon to attack Republicans because that's what Joe Biden does, because he has no principles, no guts, and no backbone. I want to play this video first where he talks about this new voter integrity law that was just signed into law by Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, which made it more robust to verify voters are who they say they are and really did some solid things to prevent voter fraud. So this new bill passed yesterday, and Biden, of course, instead of talking about common sense, simple things like voter integrity, free and fair elections, has to go back to the race card because Joe Biden doesn't have anything else. Check this out.
I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass the legislation passed by the House, number one. Number two, educating the American public. The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters. The folks out in the outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic, what they're trying to do. And it cannot be sustained. I'm doing everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate, to keep that from becoming the law.
Who in Hades is Jim Eagle, by the way? Jim Eagle? Is that a comic book character from the 40s? I have no idea where he got that from, Jim Eagle. But moving on, because I don't want to waste any time here. I've got a ton to get to and substantive stuff. He makes two points there. The first point is, hey, listen, these voter ID laws and voter integrity measures like the one in Georgia, even Republicans don't support them. Everyone's with me in trying to get these things thrown out. Really? That's really weird. And point number two is he tries to make the point that these things are racist. Indicative of Jim Crow. Nobody actually takes this stuff seriously. Sane people, liberal lunatics do because they're lunatics. But sane people don't actually take these charges seriously. But that's really weird. Let's address this second point, that these voter integrity measures are somehow indicative of racist policies like Jim Crow. That's really odd because, as Karl Rove points out in a Wall Street Journal opinion piece today entitled Blue State Voter Suppression, where's the outcry over Democrats' earlier poll closing hours and ID rules? Karl Rove makes the point that the items implemented in the Georgia voter integrity measure that Biden's swearing are racist and indicative of Jim Crow already exist in blue states. Joe, that's really strange. I'm reasonably confident Jim Crow laws don't exist in those blue states. I'm just going to throw that out there. Pretty confident on that one. That's a hill I'll die on. Here, from Karl Rove's piece. Democrats are particularly upset with requiring Georgians voting by mail to provide the number from their driver's license, free state provided ID, or other generally accepted identification. Biden's like, oh my gosh, Jim Crow. Really? Rove says, if this is racist, then New Jersey, Virginia, and California, you know, those hotbeds of conservatism, joking, of course, are suppression hotbeds. New Jersey requires a driver's license number or the last four digits of a social for online voter registration, while Virginia requires both a photo ID card and your social security number. California, hardly a red stronghold, also requires ID to register. Where are the bitter denunciations of these states' racist Democratic governors and legislatures? Nowhere, because these people, like Biden, are gutless, character-free buffoons who are just lying to you. This is all made up. Do you understand they make this stuff up? As for his other ridiculous assertion that even Republicans are with him in trying to wipe out voter ID laws, this just took a simple internet search. Washington Examiner piece I'll put in the newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Andrew Mark Miller, poll, 69% of black voters and 75% of overall voters support voter ID laws. Folks, do these people ever tell you the truth? Ever? Do you ever ask yourself that? Are you ever embarrassed to be a liberal? I'm serious. Do you wake up in the morning convinced you're on the right side of history despite a cornucopia of facts kicking you in the cojones every morning? Nothing you're saying is true. Again, point number one, this man's condition is worsening. And I think people get it. They are limiting his exposure. I think his walks, too. They are limiting everything this guy does. Point number two, he is gutless, weak, and will use race to lie to you.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Spring is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. And during Chamonix's spring clearance event, you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. That's right. Your order today of the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. Whether you're staying home, going back to work, or simply connecting remotely with your loved ones and coworkers, now's the time to say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. It's time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or simply get 100% of your money back. Order Genucel now, and Chamonix will also include Genucel immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. See results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 1-800-525-6555. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free. All orders today are upgraded to free priority shipping. That's 800-525-6553 or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. 800-516-9931. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation. Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their materials. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. Gold, that's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So takeaway number three, Joe Biden just can't stop lying. He seems to have a real problem with this thing we call the truth, something unfamiliar to Biden and many members, sadly, of the Biden family. Let's play this video of Joe Biden claiming yesterday, there's, Joe, don't worry, there's no surge at the border. You're lying eyes, you know, Joe? You're watching Fox News too much, and you're seeing videos. It's clearly your eyes deceiving you. Got to change out those contacts or whatever. So here's Joe Biden during the presser yesterday claiming, don't worry, folks, there is no surge at the border. Numbers and data, they're all lying to you, and he's the one you should believe. Check this out.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year. In addition to that, there is a – and nobody – and by the way, does anybody suggest that there was a 31% increase under Trump because he was a nice guy and he was doing good things at the border? That's not the reason they're coming. The reason they're coming is that it's the time they can travel with the least likelihood of dying on the way because of the heat in the desert.
So here are the actual numbers, folks. Let's see. And for the liberals listening, these are the actual – this is government data, okay? So we have data from – so you can – you love the big daddy government. They're your peeps, right? So we can trust this, right, according to you, because it's from the government. So try to process this information. I know, you know, you can be a little slow with this stuff. So tell me again after this data that there's no, quote, surge at the border, that this is just normal and seasonal. 2015, 24,000 people during this same time period, this February-March time period. 2016, 26,000 people apprehended. 2017, 18,000 people. 2018, 26,000. 2019, 66,000. Had a little bump there. 2020, last year under Trump, 30,000. 2021, wait for it. Clearly, this will be in line with numbers we've seen in the past. Seasonal, right, Joe? That's what he said. 30, 26K,
66K is a high. He said that. Joe Biden said so you all heard that, right? The number in 2021, 100,000. About three times what we've seen during every other season during the Trump administration, despite 2019 after they had a bump there. But even the 2019 bump is nowhere close to the surge we've seen under Joe Biden. It's clearly not seasonal. Even the worst year we've had in the last 6 years was nowhere close to what we have now under Joe Biden. But again, don't let that get in the way of your argument. I understand you'll continue to lie. Okay, here's another one. This is under bullet point three of the three big takeaways, right? Here's another video of Biden lying about the Trump tax cuts yet again. Check this out.
Didn't you find it kind of interesting that my Republican friends were worried about that the cost and the taxes that had to be had, if there is any tax to be had, as they talk about it, in dealing with the act that we just passed, which puts money in people's pockets, ordinary people? Do you hear them complain when they passed close to $2 trillion Trump tax cut, 83% going to the top 1%? Do you hear them talk about that at all?
So, it's so easy. It's so easy. Remember that song, Joe?
I know.
You're more of a pop culture guy than I am. Yeah, it was a real doozy. So 83% of the Trump tax cuts went to the top 1%. Is that a fact? Of course not. Joe Biden said it. Here's an article at Breitbart. I will have in my newsletter today. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter to get my newsletter every day. Fact check. Joe Biden claims nearly all the Trump tax cuts went to the wealthy. John Carney. Is that true or false? Of course it's false. Joe Biden said it. Let's look at the actual data from the Breitbart article. And then I'll actually show you the tax cuts, showing you again Joe Biden's just making this up. Quote, Breitbart, the nonpartisan tax policy center estimated in 2018 that the top 1% would get 20.5% of the tax cuts. That can't be, Joe. Biden said they got 83%.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means either the nonpartisan tax policy center is lying or Joe Biden's lying. I'm going to venture to say it's Joe Biden that's lying. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Goes on. The top 20% would get 65.3% of the tax cuts. Not surprising because higher income people pay most of the income tax. So cuts to income taxes tend to benefit them. Liberals are scratching their heads right now. Oh my gosh, that's too much information. I can't really process that. Let me show you the actual Trump tax cuts, by the way, again, from not a partisan site, from Investopedia. Investopedia. It's not some, again, bastion of right-wing values. Investopedia, quote, explaining the Trump tax reform plan. So let's look at who actually got an income tax cut. Again, to thoroughly refute Biden's nonsense that it went to the wealthy. Again, already refuted by the Tax Policy Center. Let's look at the rates. So if you were really rich and you were in the top bracket, folks, your rate fell from 39.6 to 37. That's a 2.6 percentage point tax cut. All right, so wealthy folks did get a tax cut. The next level down, so you're doing pretty well. The 33% bracket, you dropped to 32, so you got a 1 percentage point cut. So that's really your rich people. Now we start getting to the middle class tax cuts. 28% bracket fell to 24%. That's 4%. Joe, keep these. These are very complicated numbers. Keep these in your head if you would. I'm going to need a favor from you in a moment.
Okay.
So the middle class, upper middle class, got a 4 percentage point tax cut. Then you're talking about the middle class below them. Their bracket went from 25% to 22%. So they got a 3% tax cut.
Hmm.
And then kind of lower middle class went from 15% to 12%, a 3 percentage point tax cut. So, Joe, I'm going to do some very complicated math. I want you to tell me now what number is greater. The rich who got a tax cut of 2.6 percentage points or the middle class, which got a 3 or 4% percentage point tax cut. Take a moment to think this through. What number is larger, 3 or 4 or 2.6? If you need a pen, I will give you a moment, please. What number is larger, 3 or 4 or 2.6?
You always do this. 4 is larger. Am I?
The guy's a genius.
All right.
Einsteinian intellect right here.
My man.
Armacost comes through in the clutch again, even though I, as he said, I do this to him often. I stress him out by putting him on the spot with complicated math equations. He comes through in the clutch, does the quadratic equation combined with the Pythagorean formula, and he figures out amazingly that a 3 or 4 percentage point cut is larger than a 2.6 percentage point cut. What would I do without Joe? But again, Libs, don't let this get in the way of your silly, stupid arguments that, yes, only the wealthy got a tax cut under Trump. You'll keep saying it. I know you will, because you just can't stop yourself.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Why are credit scores so mysterious? Why do most people feel they don't have control of it? Yet credit scores profoundly impact our lives. Most people think above a 700 is good and below a 700 is bad. But that is not necessarily the case. Hi, I'm David, CEO of Scoremaster.com. It's National Credit Awareness Month, and Scoremaster is inviting listeners, regardless of your credit score, to experience how quickly and easily you can get the plus points you need. How much? The average Scoremaster user adds 61 points to their credit score in 20 days or less. Many do so in just a few days. Imagine what 61 points added to your credit score can do. You could save tremendously when buying a car, financing a home, or even getting an apartment. Scoremaster removes the mystery and makes it simple. Sign up in 1 minute and see how many plus points you can add. With Scoremaster, you control your credit score. Sign up today at scoremaster.com/radio. That's scoremaster.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors, with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family.
axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
.com/grow to learn more.
Dan Bongino.
Folks, we get a lot of questions about the radio show. We start May 24th in the 12 noon to 3 o'clock Eastern time spot. We will not be on every one of Rush's stations. I work for a different syndicator than Rush worked for. That syndicator did carry the Rush Limbaugh show. There's a lot of confusion about it. We will be on many stations around the country. But if you'd like us on your station, we will have a station finder. You have to call the station or email the station and let them know. I don't mean to sound solicitous about it, but it's just true. If you want to hear the Dan Bongino show, you're going to have to call and ask. Are they going to offer the show? And if you want it, you have to make your voice heard. So we're getting a lot of questions. We will not be on every – Rush was on like every station known to humankind, 600 plus. We don't have all of them. We have a good amount in big cities and elsewhere, but you have to call and ask. All right, so we got Christy Noem coming up in a minute. I want you to check this piece out by Rachel Bovard first. Dear Christy Noem, GOP voters are done supporting politicians who turn in their interests. It's a Federalist piece. They summarize some of the concerns about Christy Noem I interview about here. And I want to say at the end of the interview – she was very respectful. I'm honored she came on. She's done some great work as a governor of South Dakota. None of that should be thrown out. But we had to agree to disagree on this. So without further ado, my interview with the governor of South Dakota, Christy Noem. All right. I'm honored to welcome to the show one of America's very popular governors right now, Governor Christy Noem from South Dakota. Governor, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, Dan.
So, listen, there's that 800-pound gorilla in the room. Let's get it out of the way right away. So I'll be candid with you. I was a little harsh on you about this House Bill 1217, this bill designed to keep women in women's sports, and you didn't sign the bill. So you didn't veto. That's not accurate. It's just you refused to sign it. You wanted to make some changes. I was a little harsh on my show, and I got some feedback from my audience. A lot of them love you. Some of them agreed with me. But I wanted to give you a chance because I think it's fair to defend your position on it, and if it's okay with you, I had a few questions afterwards. So why did you refuse to sign the bill, and why did you make the changes? How did you think it would make the bill better?
Well, I want to sign the bill. It is something I'm very supportive of. I think we all agree that
girls to play girls' sports, and that that is something that we need to be protecting in solving that problem nationwide. This bill I want to sign, I just need a few changes to it before the legislature can leave and go home and session is over. So that's what I'm asking them for, is to make sure that we have this fight, that we protect our kids in the K-12 system, and give me an opportunity to go after the NCAA and other leagues that would choose to, you know, really go after states and go after women and allow men to play in their sports.
Now, Governor, critics have said that you eliminating the NCAA from the enforcement mechanism and making it only a K-12 bill, some of them see that as a sign of weakness, that you gave the NCAA a pass. And others, and there's another kind of countervailing position there, has been from people I respect and have read as well, it said that, you know, that the lawsuits here would probably get a little overwhelming and you might lose in some of these lawsuits. So why take the NCAA out of the bill, and why not just let them sue? At some point, we're going to have this fight.
Well, listen, Dan, we all agree on this issue. The difference is strategy. It's on tactics. I want to win and actually problem solve this issue and protect kids and girls in the K-12 system. And then I want to go and fight the NCAA. And what my situation is here in South Dakota is I could sign the bill the way that it is, and then I would get attacked and penalized by the NCAA. They could move their tournaments out, move their games out, prevent my athletes in the state of South Dakota from even participating in their leagues. And then I would have to go to court. What most people haven't considered is that every one of my federal judges in the state of South Dakota in the Eighth Circuit is a Clinton or Obama appointee, that it would get appealed. It could potentially end up back up at the Supreme Court, but that would take years. And in the meantime, we're eliminating opportunities for our kids. We're eliminating our opportunity to really problem solve this and to fight the NCAA. And so that's why I'm asking them to do this bill with a few of these changes and allow me to go fight and really win this issue, not just fight to fight and lose like North Carolina did 5 years ago on the bathroom bills, but to fight smart and make sure we're building a compact of states that can really be strong against the NCAA in these leagues for doing that. That's why I encourage everybody to go to my website that I'm promoting, this defendtitle9now.com. That is where we've got governors on board. We've got attorney generals, professional athletes that are all helping me fight the NCAA and what they're doing by allowing boys into girls' sports. And that's really the strategic way that we're going after this. And Dan, what's interesting to me is I've watched this debate play out on the national news and national conservative groups. They're praising the Tennessee bill that just passed. Those changes that I'm asking for my bill here in South Dakota are exactly what that Tennessee bill is. So they're criticizing me for asking for changes, yet upholding that Tennessee bill as a wonderful bill that we need to have and that Governor Bill Lee needs to sign. So that's the little bit of the, I think, hypocrisy we're seeing out there in the discussion right now. Maybe people just don't have the facts, and that's why I wanted to come on your show, is make sure people had the truth that I did not veto this bill. I'm asking for a few changes. If we do get enjoined right away, if I were to go after collegiate sports and put the NCAA in there, if it got enjoined, no girls would be protected. No sports would be protected. For years, they'd be exposed to the punishments that these leagues can bring on small little states like South Dakota. So it's strategy, but we all agree on the topic. Only girls should play girls' sports.
Well, Governor, I appreciate your candor and you coming on. I wanted to present that opportunity to you. Again, I was pretty harsh on you the other day, but one of the things I hope you understand is Republican voters, you know, I ran for office. I lost. It didn't work out for me. God didn't have that in his plans, and that's okay. But I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned is people get really pissed off when they feel like they're being sold out. And I understand their position here. Their position, a lot of the people who are opposed to your actions on this feel like, so we're doing this because we're afraid of a lawsuit by the NCAA. A lot of those same people feel that what they perceive as weakness here invites more aggressiveness by the lobbies on the left that want to attack us in the culture wars. And Governor, I have to tell you, I love a lot of what you've done in South Dakota. And I don't mean this to be in any kind of an adversarial interview, because I really can't stand unnecessary Republican on Republican political violence. It's terrible. But I have to tell you, I agree with them a bit here. I think this back down, like happened in Indiana with Mike Pence when he was governor and elsewhere, is only going to invite more aggression in the culture wars. Do you not see their position? They feel like they're being sold out here, and they placed a lot of faith in you. I mean, you were at the top of the list, rising stars nationally.
This isn't a back down at all. This is smart strategy to win and to defeat the NCAA finally, once and for all. So, you know, anybody who would say that, Dan, I got to be candid with you, too, if we're having an honest conversation here. Then all those people criticizing me, they don't know me at all. Years ago, I fought the federal government to make sure that girls only played in girls' events, that boys were only in boys' events. It had to do with the sport of rodeo, and USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, which had jurisdiction, was telling them they had to open up all events to all genders and all sexes. And I stood up with rodeo and I fought them, and I was the only one that did that. There wasn't a congressional delegation or other governors behind me. I fought alongside of rodeo and made sure that we kept girls' events for girls and boys' events for boys. So I have a long history on this issue. I've been doing this before anybody else was really talking about it. And the last year, while every other governor in this country was making different decisions, I stood strong and was on my own, making sure I didn't shut down my state. I never even defined what an essential business was in the state of South Dakota, because I don't have the authority to tell businesses that they're not essential. I never mandated masks anywhere. I never said anything to my people that overstepped my authority, because I understand that when you do that, when leaders do that, that's really when we break this country. So leadership on this issue, Dan, is not turning the issue over to a liberal court system and letting them decide on the issue. And that's what I would be doing here in the South Dakota. If I signed the bill as it was presented to me, I would have to face punitive action, and then I would sue, and then I would lose. If I look at the strategic approach to this, it's to win. It's to win on this Defend Title IX Now coalition that we're building, get leaders on board, and get enough states so that they can't punish one state and make an example out of them like they did in North Carolina.
Governor Kristi Noem, we'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Spring is finally here, ladies and gentlemen, and during Chamonix's spring clearance event, you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. That's right, your order today of the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. Whether you're staying home, going back to work, or simply connecting remotely with your loved ones and coworkers, now's the time to say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. It's time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or simply get 100% of your money back. Order Genucel now, and Chamonix will also include Genucel immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. See results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 1-800-525-6555. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free. All orders today are upgraded to free priority shipping. That's 800-525-6553 or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously. Let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day. All for just $99 a month, period. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/Westwood. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Westwood.
Go to Bambi.com/Westwood.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Made you sit down with your team and say, now we're going to do things a little different here?
Well, I looked at the science and the data and the facts around the virus, but then I also maybe took it a step further than a lot of other governors. I talked to my legal experts. I talked to those constitutional authorities and lawyers and wanted to really understand what my role was as governor and what my role wasn't. I'd say that that is my biggest decision every single day in this office, and even when I was serving in Congress or working for the people in this state, was that you have to have leaders that respect the people. Our state motto is under God, the people rule. I never lose sight of that. And so I had decisions to make. I knew what authority that I had, and I told my people, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to let you use personal responsibility, give you all the information that I have, but we never issued a shelter in place. We never once went forward and mandated anything like masks, did not define what an essential business was or close a business. We just said, I'm going to let you have the opportunity to protect your family's health, but I'm also going to let you keep your business open and have some flexibility to take care of your employees and your customers. And for South Dakota, overwhelmingly it worked, and it allowed us to make the best decisions going forward. So, you know, this last legislative session, we had a huge opportunity in South Dakota because our economy is doing so well from those decisions that were made. And we passed the most conservative pieces of legislation that South Dakota's ever seen in its history this year. We did more pro-life bills than we've ever done before, a born alive bill, a Down syndrome protection bill. We protected private property, a religious freedom bills. So a lot of the conservative organizations got every single thing that they wanted in partnership with me this year because we worked on all those important issues. And that's why it's important to know history, to know who I am, to understand how I make my decisions, and to know that I respect people.
Again, just on some other things quickly, I know you're short on time here, but South Dakota, you've had such tremendous success. You have a relatively constrained state budget, an incredible business environment. You know, I live in Florida. We're having a lot of transplants from other states that, you know, say they're liberal, but then immediately move away from liberal states to try and live in Florida and try to vote for the same nonsense down here. Are you seeing any of that in South Dakota? Because I have to be candid with you. Ever since you've taken over there and I've seen what you've done, my wife and I are always looking for property, and South Dakota has been on our internet search list quite a bit. So are you seeing a lot of transplants from out of state, which are changing kind of the culture of South Dakota?
Well, they haven't been changing our culture. It's been interesting because our real estate market is going crazy. People are moving here by the thousands. Yeah. We're moving businesses here. I could triple the size of my economic development department right now, and we couldn't answer the phone fast enough for all the businesses that want to come here where a government respects them and doesn't take away their ability to keep their doors open. So, but it's interesting to me. I think this pandemic really created an opportunity for us to recruit the right kind of people to our state that preserves our culture. Overwhelmingly, people that move here are telling us they came here because they want their kids in school. They want them in the classroom. They came here because they wanted a government that respected them, that didn't mandate what they do or what their actions are. So that's been probably the perfect scenario maybe for us to tell our story about what our way of life is like here in South Dakota. And if you want to come be a part of that way of life, then we'd love to have you. I spent 1 week advertising just for law enforcement officers, telling them if you feel persecuted in your state, would love to have you here and be a part of South Dakota and our families. We got hundreds and hundreds of applications from law enforcement officers from 41 different states, and they are finding their home here in South Dakota. So I'm proud of what we've done, the decisions we've made, our people, and I think that it is an example that the rest of the country could look at.
Yeah, you've really done an incredible job. I mean, you see states like Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, population explosions as people try to escape to freedom. And when I say the culture of South Dakota, I mean hard work, the right to protect yourself, protecting life. I mean, these are the kind of things, this is the American culture. And sadly, you know, a lot of it's dissipating in these culture wars, hence the topic for today's interview. One last exit question. And I sincerely appreciate you coming on. You know, a lot of people get in these fights and then run away and hide behind press flacks and everything like that. So, you know, it takes some guts to answer questions. And I do appreciate it. I mean that. But last question. Listen, I know I'll answer for you. You're going to, well, I haven't really thought about it. Please don't give me that answer. Any idea about kind of running nationally, national ambitions? Your name has been bandied about for national office. Any idea about that?
Nope, I'm not running for national office. I am happy here, and I'm going to stay in South Dakota. And I'm hoping the people here will give me another opportunity to serve them again.
Well, if South Dakota continues to grow, I will bet you change your mind. Just saying, don't answer that question. I'm just saying. Governor Kristi Noem, thank you for coming on. I deeply appreciate your time. Again, you got a lot of guts answering questions. So thanks a lot, and I hope you'll come on again.
Absolutely. You bet, Dan. Take care.
Again, as you can see from the interview, we just disagree on that. I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. Kristi Noem's body of work should be judged fairly by everything good, and I think not so good that she's done. And I respect her for coming on. Most politicians would run from it. But as you saw from the interview, I just I disagree, and it didn't change my mind. But she's doing a great job in South Dakota otherwise. So I hope you enjoyed that. We gave her a fair shot, and other politicians will be welcoming on to do the same thing. So, folks, I appreciate your attention this week. Thank you for your loyalty to the show. It means the world to me. Please subscribe to the show, rumble.com/Bongino. It matters. We're almost at 1.5 million subscribers. Please, it really helps us a lot to get our content out there. Rumble.com/Bongino. Follow, subscribe to the show there. It's all free. And happy Passover to our listeners out there. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden, including two foreign rivals among the invitees to the first big climate talks of his administration.
The president says Vladimir Putin of Russia and Xi Jinping of China will be invited to participate in next month's climate summit that will include the world's major economies. 40 world leaders are being asked to attend the two-day forum. The Biden administration hopes the talks will accelerate global efforts on climate.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Destruction widespread, described as looking much like a war zone in parts of the Deep South. Following a series of twisters, at least 5 people have been killed, dozens injured, heavy flooding in several states. Also at townhall.com, China denouncing a cooperation agreement between the U.S. and Taiwanese coast guards that underscores growing ties between Washington and the self-governing island democracy. Here's correspondent Jeremy House with that story.
Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the pact violates U.S. commitments to China and called on the U.S. to, quote, be cautious with its words and actions on Taiwan-related issues. The U.S. has robust economic, political, and military ties with the island that have grown stronger as China has upped its threats to annex the island. The U.S. and Taiwanese agreement also follows China's new law authorizing its Coast Guard to use force in areas that China claims as its own territory.
The commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard is becoming the House of Representatives' first black sergeant-at-arms. Major General William Walker will lead security measures as Congress still dealing the aftermath of the January 6th attack at the Capitol. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The film America's Forgotten uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
My friends, my industry, even my family all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution.
America's Forgotten, the film they don't want you to see. Go to SalemNow.com to buy or rent today for additional savings and a promo code FAMILY.
Pentagon warning of continued cyber attacks on America. Bernie Bennett reports.
The United States has been targeted in several major cyber intrusions, including a breach by Russian hackers that exploited supply chain vulnerabilities to access federal agencies and private companies. General Paul Nakasone, who leads the Pentagon Cyber Force, says foreign hackers are conducting attacks of, quote, a scope and scale of sophistication that we haven't seen previously. In his words, it's a clarion call for us to look at this differently. He says one challenge is that foreign state hackers have taken advantage of legal constraints that prevent U.S. intelligence agencies from monitoring domestic infrastructure for cyber threats. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal officials investigating a Southwest Airlines pilot whose X-rated rant about liberals in California was captured on air traffic control transmissions. FAA rules prohibit pilots from talking about things other than the flight while taxiing or while still at low altitudes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The latest economic indicator pointing downward, though largely due to weather.
Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of economic activity in the U.S. After a big gain in January, the Commerce Department reports consumer spending slumped 1% last month. Winter storms across much of the country get much of the blame, with some areas paralyzed for days. But a steep drop in personal incomes didn't help either. Incomes, of course, fuel future spending, and they plunged 7.1% last month, though again following a January surge. Incomes are expected to rebound in March, with millions of people receiving $1,400 payments from the government as part of the coronavirus aid bill. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Big day on Wall Street Friday. Dow Industrials up more than 453 points. NASDAQ climbed 161. S&P 500 added 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Minutes ago, somebody shouted out to him, "How are you getting ready for the press conference?" And he said, "What press conference?"
For which he was praised. Cluelessness is a virtue again. Joe Biden as president. It is good to be a Democrat, isn't it? I was looking at the Washington Post today. Perhaps you've heard of it. Formerly a newspaper of some repute. Not so much anymore. Now their slogan is, "It looks like a newspaper, but it's not." Speaking of which, what about that New York Times reporter? Who are her sources these days? We'll get back to that later. I was looking at my Washington Post, and they have this fact checker. They call him a fact checker. His name is Glenn Kessler. And he checks the facts, you know. It used to be that all reporters were fact checkers. Now, you know, they're pretty much opinion writers working for the Democratic Party. But Glenn Kessler, he did some fact checks, and it was a little bit surprising for two different reasons. And I will, maybe one reason is a little surprising, the other reason not very surprising, but worth noting for two different reasons. And I will get to the fake fact checker at Dr. Evil's little Democrat Party press release shortly, but it's full of remarkable stuff, today's paper. It is, my best girl and I, would get the newspaper in the morning on our front doorstep, and we'd start going through the paper, and we would marvel at all of the harangues against President Trump and the vicious headlines against President Trump, and, President Trump cures cancer, but too late. And too little. President Trump reduces traffic at the border by 80% because he hates brown people. You know, it was a completely insane screed for four or five years from the crazy people at the Washington Post. And we would marvel at the headlines, and sometimes we'd laugh out loud, and sometimes we wouldn't because they're really vicious and crazy and horrific and false and fraudulent. You know, it's journalism. Fun piece in the Wall Street Journal today. As a matter of fact, by Kimberly Strassel, by the wonderful Kimberly Strassel, Yellow Journalism Turns Blue is the headline. And Kimberly's great. She is a smart person, a thinking person, and she writes beautifully. And another great piece by her on these relentless attacks on Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson because he dares to tell the truth from time to time. And so they selectively edit what he said, and then they attack him because they're trying to, keep the Senate in the hands of the Democrat Party. That's the news media for you. They're not honest or legitimate. They're awful. They're terrible. They're corrupt. And with that, let's get back to the Washington Post because their headline, their big, Joe Biden, he had his first press conference yesterday in 120 years. And he said he'd been in the Senate for 120 years. In 64 days as president, his first press conference. And the news media is fine with that. Not since Jefferson Davis, I think, as a Democrat president, gone for this long without holding a press conference after becoming president. He was the president of the Confederacy during the Civil War, and he is a Democrat. But that said, it's more than 100 years since any incoming president had gone for this length of time without holding an official press conference. The news media gave him credit for ignoring questions. They'd yell, like, "How great are you?" And he would ignore them, and they'd say, "Well, that was like a press availability, wasn't it?" And it wasn't, but that's our... our fourth estate. That's who they are. They follow up on that Hunter Biden story with the gun and the sister-in-law widow. They follow up on that? No, they haven't followed up on that. They're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party business. They're the American news media. But today's Washington Post. Back to today's Washington Post because Lunch Bucket Joe he had a press conference, and it was interesting. It was for a variety of reasons. He had all kinds of cheat sheets. Did you see all the cheat sheets? Including he had like a Facebook. It reminded me of the disposition matrix that Barack Obama and Joe Biden maintained in the Obama White House. It was the Facebook of death. And it was the disposition matrix. You'd think it's out of a Keanu Reeves movie, but it's not. It was the list from which they chose Barack Obama. And then they would have the people assassinated overseas. They were targeted killings. The left has always been in the business of condemning that sort of thing if our allies like Israel should do it with radical Islamic jihadi terrorists or something. But when Barack Obama began the practice, they wholeheartedly approved. Really what they did is they just didn't talk about it. Shh. Don't tell anybody about the disposition matrix. And by the way, there are Americans on there, and they're targeting and killing the American citizens overseas, too. Shh, don't talk about it. It's okay. They're all Muslims. So it was all right, I guess. But back to the Washington Post. The headline, the big lead story in the Washington Post today, Biden outlines a jam-packed, difficult agenda. Senate emerges as potential bottleneck for to-do list. Well, we've got to do away with the Constitution, I think, got to do away with the filibuster and, get out of the way of the left. They've got business to commit here against our country. And so the Washington Post is helping. Just below that, the next headline is Biden outlines jam-packed, difficult agenda. Next headline, just below that, President's policy approach is quote, the art of the possible. It's the art of the possible. I think that's an endorsement. Page two, the headline is, the president's able multilingualism. I'm not making this up. It's like reading papers in North Korea about the Kim Jong-un regime and the Kim dynasty. It's remarkable. And that's written by Robin Givon, who's their fashion writer. Used to be anyway. She would smear Melania Trump as frequently as possible because of envy, I think, jealousy and envy. Just below that, Biden commits $10 billion to close vaccination gaps. Didn't they create the vaccination gaps? But it's a heroic. They're all, you have to say them, like with the Soviet national anthem going in the background. Next headline, page three, Biden faces moment of truth on key climate pledge. Wonderful, just wonderful stories all over the place about how great this administration is. Go to page six. Biden outlines priorities, virus, comma, infrastructure. Just below that, the headline is, Biden takes pragmatic approach to achieving goals as he has for decades. I'm not kidding. That's the headline. Pragmatic approach as he has for decades. Many decades. How many decades? I don't know. Let him get his ear horn and we'll ask him. Headline on across from that. Biden is sympathetic to migrants. These are the headlines. And when you're a Democrat and you go and you stumble all over the place and get a bunch of stuff wrong and screw everything up, this is what you get in the Washington Post. Incidentally, we remain at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. We've got a bunch of audio from the and the news media. What a performance. Oh, what a day it was. Who was it? Caitlin Collins asked the probing question. She asked about Hunter Biden or the FBI investigation or, like, why his brain doesn't work as planned or the children in cages at the border. No, she asked glowingly. You could see even through her mask that she was smiling from ear to ear, just looking worshipfully at him. Her eyes were, she was batting her eyes like olive oil with her hands clutched in front of her. Like Popeye had just saved the day from Brutus. And she said, will you be running again? I mean, he's been president for, 64 days. And her big question, pressing issue of the day for CNN, the CNN White House correspondent, what a clown car that place is. She said, will you be running again in 4 years? And Joe was like, you know, 4 years, what are you kidding me? I can barely make it through the day. As I'm paraphrasing. And will Kamala be your running mate? Will you be running in 4 years? Because we want to start the campaign. It was kind of the unofficial start of the Biden reelection campaign, and CNN launched it, Caitlin Collins. She's a fluffer, is what she is. And then if you go to the editorial page, the lead editorial headline is, Where Mr. Biden's Fight Starts. In his first news conference, the president backed voting rights and filibuster reform. Dun, dun, dun. Across from that, the headline is, no one asked Biden about COVID. And that's good news. See, and that's good news because it's going so well. And it's all Trump's fault. I don't know what is all Trump's fault, but it's all Trump's fault. So just a sampling of the headlines from one episode of today's Washington Post. This is just one section. Then you go to the other sections, and there are more glowing headlines. It's like the Soviet Union. The Washington Post is not a newspaper at all. It really can't be called a newspaper because it's not a legitimate newspaper. That's why it can't be called a legitimate newspaper, because it's not a legitimate newspaper. There is a Glenn Kessler, the fact check guy. He's their fake fact checker. He's the guy that gives out Pinocchios, you know, Pinocchios for lying. That's when people lie. Because Pinocchio lied, puppet Geppetto, you know, Geppetto made him, and then he lied and his nose grew, and I'll just leave it at that because it could go in too many directions. But on page seven, the headline for Glenn Kessler is flubbed stats, comma, incomplete claims, colon, is a little punctuation heavy, don't you think? Fact hyphen checking Biden's first news conference. And Glenn Kessler, who voted at least once for Joe Biden, couldn't be more excited. He said, he fact checks a number of things. Biden said, that's right, 200 million shots in 100 days. I know it's ambitious. Twice our original goal. But no other country in the world has even come close, not even close to what we're doing. Now, of course, we were vaccinating about 1 million people a day the day that he was sworn in. Thanks to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed, Biden blame Trump for everything yesterday? Because his brain doesn't work. He doesn't remember, you know, the 64 days ago, kind of long time ago for his brain. And he says, so Glenn Kessler, and he points out, you know, the raw number lacks context. At least a dozen countries, Chile, Israel, the United Kingdom, have vaccinated a greater percentage of their population. For instance, the United States has administered 39 doses for every 100 people. Israel has done 114 doses. And they go on and on. And the United Arab Emirates, 77 doses. Chile, I like to say Chile because of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She thinks that's a soup from Texas. Chile, 47 doses, you know, but we've done 39 doses, and so that would get you four Pinocchios, wouldn't it? But wait, there's more. Then Biden says to hear Republicans complain they've passed close to $2 trillion in Trump tax cuts, 83% going to the top 1%, and then Glenn Kessler points out the top 1% received 20.5% of the tax cut, you know, that much larger percentage of income, so it's not as big as it sounds even, but he said that that 83% went to the top 1%, it's 20.5%, so you get a bunch of Pinocchios for that, right? And the next one he checks, he says, Biden says, I also set a goal before I took office of getting the majority of schools in K through 8 fully open in the first 100 days. Now, thanks to an enormous amount of work done by our administration, educators, parents, local state education officials and leaders, Department of Education survey shows that nearly half of K through 8 schools are open now, full time, 5 days a week for in-person learning. And they point out here that in January, just as Biden took office, the numbers we're referring to a survey released Wednesday. The survey of schools is from January, just as Biden took office. So the number he cites is really a Trump administration number. So surely you get a bunch of Pinocchios for that, right? And he says, Biden says, quoting Biden, he says, Glenn Kessler, he's the fake fact checker at the Washington Post. He's a Democrat hack, a Democrat shill, a Democrat frontman. It's all a show. It's all a sham. It's all a put on. He says, Biden says, well, look, the idea I'm going to say, which I would never do, if I'm an unaccompanied child ends up at the border, we're just going to let them starve to death and stay on the other side. No previous administration did that either, except Trump. And then Glenn Kessler has to point out that Trump didn't leave children on the other side of the border to starve to death, okay, because that was a flagrant sort of Chinese Communist Party-fed lie, a Putin propaganda campaign. And he goes on and on, as you know, a number of people coming, the vast majority overwhelming. And he says that they're sending back the vast majority of people, and Glenn Kessler points out they're sending back a very small percentage of people compared to what Biden said. Then he says, so that's another big lie, you get a bunch of Pinocchios. Then Biden said nothing has changed. As many people came, 28% increase in the child at the border, my administration, 31% last year, and in 2019, before the pandemic and the Trump administration, it happens every single solitary year. There's a significant increase in the number of people, and he goes on and on, and then Glenn Kessler points out that that's completely false. It's not true at all. And that didn't happen last year. In 2019, there was a spike, and President Trump addressed it and went down very, very dramatically. Then Joe Biden said, I still think the majority of American people don't like the fact that we now rank, what, 85th in the world in infrastructure. We ranked 13th globally. And then later on he talked about infrastructure twice. And the first time he referenced infrastructure, he said we rank 85th, right? And then Glenn Kessler, the fake fact checker at the Washington Post, he has to point out, probably just to explain to himself because he doesn't follow the news, none of them do, says Biden initially misspoke. You see, he misspoke. And in fact, up here where he lied about, let's see, which one was this, sending back people, he says that he flubbed. He says he flubbed under one, and then he says he misspoke under another. And he points out, he said, we ranked 85th in the world. And in reality, we rank 13th in the world. And in fact, there are only, what does he say, 85 countries that are developed enough to have their infrastructure ranked. So that's, you know, to even have 85 developed countries defined as by the intergovernmental organizations, similar type of system, transportation system, so that you could even judge infrastructure. So it's another slanderous misrepresentation, smearing the United States of America with false statistics, typical Democrat Party program, because they're all completely insane, I think, at this point. So he points out that all these things are wrong, but he calls them flubs, and it's a flub, and he misspoke, so he's making excuses. And you know how many Pinocchios were issued? Zero. Zero Pinocchios. No Pinocchios for Joe Biden from the Pinocchio boy at the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler. Well, they said, and this is just scratching the surface on the BS that Joe was humming along with yesterday, peddling yesterday. And all of these things that, and there are many, many more that others have pointed out, not in the left-wing rag like this. How many Pinocchios did he get from Pinocchio Boy? Zero Pinocchios. No Pinocchios at all. Not a single Pinocchio for Joe Biden. Because Glenn Kessler is not a fact checker.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Let's face it, taking trips to the post office probably not the way you want to be spending your time right now. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anywhere, anytime, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with their discounted rates. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get discounts of up to 40% off post office rates, up to 62% off UPS rates, not to mention Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stop wasting time and money going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code PLANT, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone in the top of the homepage, type in PLANT. That's Stamps.com, promo code PLANT. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter.
I'm ready to break out the bunny decor.
Same. Kohl's has so many cute things. You can decorate pretty much everything, even Easter eggs.
My family will be so excited.
I got great gifts for my favorite peeps, too.
Ooh, love peeps.
Plus, I got Kohl's cash and 15% off.
I'm sold.
One more thing. Get it in 1 hour or less with free store pickup.
I'm going to hop to it. 15% offer ends April 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Yeah, no Pinocchios for Joe from the Pinocchio Boy, because that's all, it's an intramural thing. They're Democrats all, and they're looking out for each other. They're on the campaign. Great stuff. Also, last night we had our first and perhaps only virtual kind of online Zoom call-ish politics in a pint on Al Gore's amazing internet. It was our first foray into that, if you will. And it was 6 o'clock Eastern time and went to about 7:45. And Michael Piercy and I, from the radio station, and we took questions, not enough questions. I think I was going on a bit or something, but probably could have taken more questions. But we did take questions from people, and we were having a couple of beers, you know, ice-cold bottles of Bud Light, of course, as you might expect. And it was nice, and because it was new, Tim Euro, Euro was our technical guy, guru pulling everything together. And it was new and exciting and new, like the Love Boat. And it worked pretty well. I was learning today that the other people that had joined in couldn't see the listeners that were asking questions. But I got a great text from our friend Jermaine this morning. And Jermaine, he has a 9-year-old son named Tristan. And he says, Tristan and I caught you on Zoom yesterday. Tristan said, hey, Dad, that's Mr. Chris. And he's got a Bud Light just like you, Dad. Made my evening, Jermaine says.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Not a single Pinocchio for Joe Biden. It is good to be a Democrat. All the major news organizations are rooting for you, pulling for you with these glorious headlines like Pravda in the Soviet days, great and victorious Joe Biden saves the world for socialism. You know, it's really great to be a Democrat. Very different. And, you know, the fluffers in the news media, will you be running again in 4 years? Huh? How many years? Oh, man. Really remarkable stuff. Michael Goodwin in the New York Post has a slightly different take on matters. His headline is, Biden lies, comma, and the media doesn't question it, colon, Goodwin. They love their colons. But the headline is much more to the point. Biden lies and the media doesn't question it. Now, that's actual coverage of what happened yesterday. In the New York Post, the New York Post is the one that was, of course, censored and banned by the billionaire Jack Dorsey at Twitter, who was testifying before Congress yesterday. And he looks like a guy that you'd see in a bus stop mumbling to himself with a shopping cart stuffed with blankets. And he was babbling somewhat incoherently much of the time. He's a weird character. And he said, oh, we don't have a censorship department. We don't have a censor. We don't. No, it's not censorship. Some paraphrasing. And Michael Goodwin of the New York Post, which is often censored by the left because they tell the truth. And nothing can get you in trouble with the American news media like telling the truth. Speaking of which, and I want to get to this also, The Hill here in Washington has the headline, White House, Secret Service, push back on Hunter Biden gun report. You know, I was talking about yesterday in the left-wing Politico here in Washington. They push back. Push back is an interesting turn of phrase in the news media. They didn't say deny. They didn't say deny. They just push back. And then the news media picks it up from there. It's good to be a Democrat. So Michael Goodwin in the New York Post, often banned and their free speech trampled because the truth. Michael Goodwin writes, three big things stood out in President Biden's first press conference. One. As I like, how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? The leader of the free world is often lost at sea and says many things that are blatantly false. See, the New York Post says that right out. The Washington Post, they bury it page six, and no Pinocchios, don't worry about it, because we're all Democrats here. Two, the media is in the tank and cannot be trusted to hold him accountable. That seems pretty clear. Three, because of numbers one and two, America is headed for serious trouble. I think that's true. Also, for this sickening spectacle, we had to wait 64 days. Still, the event was meaningful in one distressing way. We now know beyond all doubt that there is no way to deny the terrifying truth. This was Biden's coming out party, and the nation faces a mess that will only grow worse with time. The man who campaigned on unity is hell-bent on permanent polarization, meaning cancel culture and the supercharged racial climate are here to stay. Speaking of which, a Washington Post headline today about the melee in Miami. That's pretty good. It sounds like a professional boxing match, doesn't it? The melee in Miami for spring break and the riots and the curfews and the I don't know how many police officers were injured in the end and businesses were damaged and there were fights and brawls and cars damaged and all kinds of things. The headline in the Washington Post is, curfew causes black Americans to wonder whether they can still have fun in Miami Beach. Define fun, I guess, is the question. But was it a curfew just for African Americans? Is that because the mayor of Miami Beach is a liberal Democrat, if I'm not mistaken? I don't know what's going on with that. But a big story from Miami Beach. City leaders here were on the defensive Tuesday amid charges from black activists that authorities were being too heavy-handed with college students who flocked to the city's beaches for spring break, reigniting the nationwide debate over how police respond to crowds involving predominantly young African Americans. Businesses were shutting down because they were being sacked and things were being smashed and looted, and there were fights and brawls and police were injured and, you know, property damage, but pay no attention to any of that. It's, you know, it's a race thing. It's just it's all about race with these guys. So back to Michael Goodwin in the New York Times because, you know, the terrifying truth. And it's true, yesterday, cancel culture, supercharged racial climate is here to stay. This is the Democrats' program for keeping black voters on the plantation. That's the that's their plan. It's racial polarization all the way. It's the bedrock of the Democrat Party's political strategy, if you can call it that. Biden gave license to the worst instincts on the left with his repeated sneering references to all Republicans and especially Donald Trump. At one point, he actually accused Trump of letting immigrant children, quote, starve to death on the other side, end quote, of the Mexican border. He said in a, now, I mean, honestly, children are dying and being abused and exploited and sexually abused because of Biden's policies in alarmingly increasing numbers. But that's okay. The media doesn't see it that way because they're not really a legitimate media. He said it in a room full of 30 supposed journalists, and not a single one challenged him or even asked whether he literally meant that. In fact, not a single one challenged him on any of his falsehoods. Nor did anyone ask him why he read from prepared talking points during answers to three questions on foreign policy. No recent president has felt the need to do that. There were also moments when he talked himself into dead ends. He didn't. He went meandering off, bumping into stuff like a jellyfish again. Yet, there were no questions about when he would release the health reports that he's been hiding. Remember, at about this time in his presidency, the media was going crazy saying that President Trump needed to take a cognitive test. He wasn't wandering around with his arms limp at his side, bumping into walls like Joe Biden is, and mumbling and muttering to himself and his lips moving while he's walking by himself and remarkable stuff. There were also, he said, regarding his agenda, a report that Biden sees himself as the new FDR gives credence to the idea that he's all in for every big, crazy, left-wing idea that the Democrats can cook up. The Green New Deal, open borders, removing voting safeguards, endless tax hikes, D.C. statehood, and they're all on track and bound for glory. The only obstacle is the Senate filibuster, which requires 60 votes to pass legislation, but Biden left no doubt he would be willing to do away with it. This is really, honestly, a lot of it is very un-American stuff. It's detrimental to the interests of the United States of America and to the people of the United States of America, but that's okay. Each piece of his party plan, Utopia, is unprecedentedly radical in its own way, but not nearly radical enough for the media. That's exactly right. And with that, let's get some audio with the groveling, sniveling sycophants that call themselves the White House Press Corps. And the White House, WHPA, is that what it is? White House Correspondents Association, WHCA, that's there. It's a gang of angry Democrats. And boy, they're a bunch of little pussycats yesterday, weren't they? They're just purring and trying to rub up against Biden's leg and praising him as a good and decent and moral man. Let's go to Lunch Bucket Joe, starting with little crazy, Lunch Bucket Joe.
I can say to you, the American people, help is here and hope is on the way.
That was a written line, a prepared line. And again, he's got this Facebook thing with little pictures, thumbnail pictures from their Facebook pages or their White House credentials of the reporters because he doesn't know who they are. And one of the reasons he doesn't know who they are is that he doesn't hold any press conferences and he doesn't interact with the press. And another reason is he didn't actually campaign. The press was his campaign. So he doesn't know their faces. He doesn't know their names. And he was mumbling and bubbling and, let's go to Yamiche. Then they go to Yamiche Alcindor, who I saw on the PBS NewsHour late last night on the rerun with, Judy Driftwood. And Yamiche was just praising him and talking about a wonderful event it was. And it was like a prom for her, I think. So here's Yamiche with a probing question for the President of the United States with kids in cages at the border.
You've said over and over again that immigrants shouldn't come to this country right now. This isn't the time to come. That message
right
is not being received. Instead, the perception of you that got you elected as a moral, decent man is the reason why a lot of immigrants are coming to this country and entrusting you with unaccompanied minors.
That's right. You're a moral and decent man, and that's why our border is being flooded, because you're such a moral and decent man. Now, this couldn't be more of a stark contrast from a Trump press conference. Where they would throw Molotov cocktails and bricks at the president, where they'd scream over one another, knock chairs over. Jim Acosta was leading the charge. Absolutely nuts. Lunch Bucket Joe likes being admired.
Well, look, I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening.
Well, you are.
That I'm a decent
flattered
man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's
however
why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
Moral and decent.
Truth of the matter is, nothing
good
has
guy
changed.
Yeah, truth of the matter is. He likes this truth of the matter is. When people use phrases like truth of the matter is or fact of the matter is, you find that they use them excessively in many cases. Lunch Bucket Joe, it's time to do away with that whole Senate thing because, and then he kind of loses his train of thought and drifts off like a jellyfish.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
What? What just happened?
We're ready to get a lot done.
What? He completely lost track of what he was saying in the middle of a sentence because he's, you know, he needs to take a cognitive test, the one that the press insisted that President Trump take at the beginning of his president. And there he just drifted off. And it's not the first time he's done that. He's done that. We've played many sound bites of him just, you know, in the Constitution and the other thing. You know, that's good. Q&A with a reporter.
Customs and Border Protection Facility in Donna, Texas. I was there. Is at 1,556% capacity right now with mostly unaccompanied minors. There are kids that are sleeping on floors. They are packed into these pods. I've spoken to lawyers who say that some of these children have not seen the sun in days. What's your reaction? What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility? Is what's happening inside acceptable to you? And when is this going to be fixed?
Is that a serious question, right?
No.
Is it acceptable to me? Come on.
Come on. Yeah, good. Is it? Was it? And that's it. And that's the brush off. And now she's a little offended. I think that was kind of a tough moment for her. You know, her mom was watching and stuff, and it was a big moment. And is that a serious question? Is that a serious question? Or what? He doesn't know if it's a serious question. It's your first presidential press conference, he wants to know if it's a serious question. There he is. That's great stuff. And then a reporter. There were a couple of questions. There were a couple of questions from a couple of reporters. There actually were. I was impressed. And this was one of them.
Will you commit to allowing journalists to have access to the facilities that are overcrowded moving forward?
I will commit when my plan very shortly is underway to let you have access to not just them, but to other facilities as well.
When my plan is underway, is it a 7-year plan? When we clean things up and it looks really good, then we'll allow you access, but not until. And the reporters nod in approval, and they say, yes, yes, Master, that is, that's a wonderful thing. Great, great news for us. Who was that? Was that Cecilia Vega? Is that who that was, Michael? You don't think so? I'm not sure. She asked a decent question or two, I've got to say, from ABC News. It wasn't too terrible, too grovelly, too snivelly. When will that be? Gosh, because that could be, is that the 7-year plan or what?
We haven't seen the facilities in which children are packed together to really give the American people a chance to see that. Will you commit to transparency on this issue?
I will commit to transparency. And as soon as I am in a position to be able to implement what we're doing right now.
He will commit as soon as I'm in a position to make everything look completely different because we have the ethics of North Korea. And so do you guys. That was Kristen Welker of NBC News. And I give her credit. She asked a couple of questions that were pertinent to the American people. It was surprising to me and I think to everyone. And it was obviously surprising to Joe Biden, too. And it didn't stop there.
Just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know, to be clear.
To be clear. I don't know, to be clear. One of the great,
I don't know, to be clear.
One of the great presidential quotes of all time, I think, is, I don't know, to be clear. I don't know, to be clear. But, give Kristen Welker credit from NBC News, of all places. Kind of surprising. Of course, it's, you know, self-serving. We want to have access. And when's that going to be? I don't know, to be clear. After we clean everything up, then we'll let you in. And it was much like that. There was more. We have more for you. But good for Kristen Welker. Good for Kristen Welker. Of course, my saying that could get her fired. She could get canceled. If anybody heard it, not that anybody at NBC knows where to find this radio show. They just, they've got NPR, they set NPR, and then they break the knobs off of their dashboard radios. Anyways, we got a lot more coming up, and a lot of other stuff today, too. Crazy lefties all over the place. No shortage of nutty stories today.
I will commit to transparency, and as soon as I am in a position to be able to implement what we're doing right now.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. Just call 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it, and in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Get a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up any non-contact thermometer. Accuracy matters when it comes to checking for fever and keeping everyone safe. Unlike non-contact thermometers, Exergen's accuracy is backed by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Yeah, and Lunch Bucket Joe, you know, the media is praising, and then they got this Democrat, and what was she on, MSDNC, saying, boy, I guess that yesterday's press conference sure puts to rest the idea that Joe Biden has been mentally incapacitated, that he's not intellectually up to the task. Never mind the times he drifted off in the middle of answers. Never mind the time he walked away from the podium, walking directly towards someone, and then started answering with the microphone 10 feet behind him, and he had to turn around like a jellyfish and wander back to it. Never mind when he was asked if he's running for re-election. And he said, "I've never been able to travel." He said, that's a kind of a strange answer. But it was part of his answer, and he said, "I've never," and he believes in fate. He believes in fate, and he's never been able to travel. And it's not talking about basketball. I don't know what he's talking about. He said he's never been able, but we'll get to that. And then the media, of course, tells you that, what a great performance. It's just spectacular. The Washington Post with a dozen glowing headlines. And the fact checker gives him zero Pinocchios after listing a whole bucket full of stuff that he got obviously wrong. And it's very embarrassing for me as an American, as a participant in Western civilization. My plan is to run for re-election. But he didn't, and the news reporters, if you can call them that, and Caitlin Collins at CNN, what an embarrassing moment it was for her. To be sure. Yes, sir. There are many other stories. We're going to get to, in addition to the press conference yesterday, we still have the update on the Cuomo family corruption, the Cuomo organized crime family, and how they were doling out concierge service to Cuomo's family members and to allies, political allies, and abusing the state police to dispatch police officers, state police officers, around the state to expedite tests for family and friends, and pretty amazing stuff all over the place. Another great story. There are so many great stories. But another great story is an airline pilot for Southwest Airlines. Have you seen this? San Francisco. KPIX, the CBS affiliate in San Francisco, the Bay Area. Their headline is, I can't do the first word because it's an expletive deleted, the F word. Perhaps you're familiar with it. And it's in quotation marks, beep this place, end quote. Southwest pilot launches expletive-filled tirade against liberal Bay Area on hot mic. Oops, a hot mic in the cockpit there. A Southwest Airlines pilot departing Mineta San Jose International Airport had been reportedly caught on an open mic delivering an expletive-filled rant against the liberal Bay Area population, according to published reports. Aviation and travel blog One Mile at a Time published an account of the Twitter user who posted the air traffic control audio from March 13th. Person heard saying the flight was ready to go, followed by a series of F-bombs. Beep this place, beep liberals, beep S. Eight guns out here. Somewhere it says, beeping weirdos probably driving around in beeping Hyundais, beeping roads in beep condition.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.